Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. Hi, this is Psychic Journeyman here at Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. How's it going here? We're also here on Block Talk Radio, just having a great time as a show. But tonight, we're going to be doing free angel reading. It's a free angel reading Saturday, so welcome to the show. And if you have any questions or anything you want to get a reading with us, we're doing past life readings too as well, angel card readings and tarot card readings. So give us a call in here. The number is 646-721-9031. So give us a call. This is reading night. We got 3 hours. We're going to be here doing nothing but readings. So therefore, let's get the ball rolling. We got a bunch of people out there who are actually listening. I can hear every one of you guys. Okay. Let's take a look at the situation. And in order to do readings and have a free night of readings, we have to have people calling in. So therefore, they are calling in, aren't they? They're coming into us as we speak. Again, pretty soon it's going to be so busy. We're going to have so much problems keeping up with everybody. All right, and let's also take a look at the chat room. Chat room, looks like we got some people going on in there. We have Carrie Collins. I think she's new. I don't think I remember her. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the chat room. We have Sabrina, Renee. You welcome. Curious listener, welcome. Ann, 11763, welcome. If anybody has any questions in the chat room, let me know, and we'll answer those questions too. I also do private readings. So if you want to give me a call at 740-601-9835 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. So give me a call. Come on. And everybody, it's time to start calling in. Okay, Carrie Collins, if you have a question, give us a call in here. Let's get the ball rolling. Let's get things going because after that first caller calls in, it's going to be a slam dunk. We're going to have tons of people rushing in here to get their questions answered and that kind of stuff. So we always talk about, we're always sitting here talking about some kind of subjects along the run. Boy, that was a hard one to say, wasn't it? Shoot, you want to smack me around and kick me into Kansas. So with the situation going on, we're really having a great time here. I know I am. We just got here because I've been actually starting this whole thing before I even got here. So let's go to our first caller. Area code 206, how are you doing today?
Hi, this is Carrie. Wow, I'm first. That's great.
Hey, I told you guys, the first caller comes in here, it's going to be like a waterfall effect afterwards, so you've got to get in here quick. So, yeah,
that's
you are.
That's great, yeah.
You're the first caller, so how are you?
I'm doing okay. I just stumbled on your show, and I thought I'd check it out, so.
Okay, and the process of stumbling, you didn't fall down, did you?
Well, I'm sorry, what?
I said, in the process of stumbling, you didn't fall down, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so, Carrie, you're new to the show, huh? Just kind of stumbled onto us? So
yeah,
you have a couple.
Well, I saw the past life reading, angel readings and whatnot, and I was just curious about that. I would love to have a past life reading because I am interested in something around that, but whatever comes through, I'll be happy with.
Okay.
I'm very open.
Right. Well, okay, no problem. Usually I start off with doing angels. We do the readings with first, and then whatever comes through, we have a tendency to let you know.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me, it's just really crazy. I've been drinking a lot of water today, trying to ward off these migraines.
Oh, sorry, that's awful.
Well, we were talking about the other day, we were talking about free readings and past life readings, and they're going, it's only free to you. It does cost us because we're sitting here putting out energy, and I have a tendency, that's what I think my migraines are all about. Putting out. I actually work for 3 companies right now, besides doing this. So.
I'm a healer, so maybe put some white light energy around you.
Where are you?
I'm in Des Moines, Washington, so don't know where you are, but I'm in the Seattle area.
You're in Washington, the Seattle area, huh? Carrie. So
Carrie
process,
means care.
Don't we all? Okay. Are you another person who does the same thing? You give out more than you actually do for yourself?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm guilty as charged.
Okay. what was I going to ask you? Oh, when's your birthday?
It is 11/9/68.
Okay, that's November 9th?
Yep.
68?
Yes.
Okay, 68. What would that make you? I keep going blank on everything. Okay, 6 and 8 is 14. I'll go 14. How's that? You like to... I'm serious.
Well, I was born early, actually, so I don't know what my actual birthday would have been, but I don't think anything's by accident. You're born when you're 60, I think.
That's true. Everything happens for a reason. If we could just get people to understand the whole point of sitting going, okay, why is this happening? Well, that's what you figure out.
Yeah. So I would have been a Sagittarius instead of a Scorpio, I guess. So.
Okay, well, Scorpios are okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're more than okay. I'm just saying, you know.
It can be a challenge to be a Scorpio.
Yes, that's what I've heard. I had a friend of mine, she was a Scorpio, and she was a very sexual woman, but she had some really traits. I was sitting, you know, she had really hard time with people when they would sit there and kind of make comments about certain things she would do. And one particular one was, we used to go fishing, and instead of putting, she wouldn't put the water, you know, some people, when they catch fish, they put them on a little line as they're catching fish, and they take those fish, and then when they go home, that's when they kill them. Well, what she would do is she'd catch a fish, and then she would slap it on a rock. And she goes, I'm sitting there going, she thought it was more humane. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
And then she got mad. Because I was sitting there talking to her. I was like, wow, man, it was amazing how you just slapped that freaking fish across that rock. And she's like, are you going to keep doing this? I'm like, you didn't see it from my point of view. It was like, slap, you know.
I mean, yeah, very violent.
Yeah,
my grandfather did that. It turned me off from fishing from that day forward.
Yeah, you know, fishing was pretty nonviolent.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, like
I felt bad killing the fish. I never ate. I wasn't a big fish eater, so I'd kill them for other people. I'd always bless them. I think I have Native American in my soul because I love animals of every sort, and I don't like hurting them if I don't have to. If I was hungry, that's one thing, but, you know, for sport, no.
I just thought it was kind of funny. I mean, would you go out hunting for a deer and just wound it and then slap its face across a tree? Whap! You know? You know, I was like,
God, no.
She, and then, so I was telling her the same thing, and she's like, you're just going to keep growing on something, aren't you? I was like, I've never seen anybody do that.
So,
I'm still trying to find the idea of the humane part in it, but I guess, you know,
I guess the idea is they die quicker that way. I don't know.
Kill them right now. Because I guess those fish got some really good brains, and they're sitting there going, the anticipation of death, it's far worse than death itself. And I just can't imagine these fish thinking this way.
I think a lot of humans think animals don't think at all, which is not true. They're sentient beings too. They have souls, so even fish, I believe, are a spirit of some sort. They choose to come in form, and this is my opinion.
I've tuned into fish. You know what fish are actually thinking as they're going through the water? Keep it straight. Ooh, I'm off course. Keep it straight. You know?
That's funny.
You know, it's like dogs, you know? Squirrel, you know? Okay. Fish are just like...
No, I have a question. Are you doing the reading for them, or I hear some cards in the background?
Yeah, so you're trying to rush them?
Oh, all right.
Because on this show, we don't rush anybody, even the host, okay?
Gotcha. So, no, I was just curious.
Because, I mean, if you've ever been to any other shows on Block Talk Ready, you will see that they will rush people along. And on this show...
Yeah, actually, they have been on a few. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because people come on my show, and we had one lady come on, and she was like, did you know you took 40 minutes on that first lady? I'm like, and your point is, if you don't like it, then go get your own show, you know?
Right. Yeah, pay the $200-something a month.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not cheap for you guys doing this stuff, so
no,
I understand the donation part. Mm-hmm.
There are people who have the situation that there are... When you come on Block Talk Radio, you can have a 30-minute show, which is free.
Right.
But a lot of us put a lot of... I mean, I like the idea, the luxury of a 3-hour show or a 2-hour show. I like the freedom to be on as many nights as I want to and that kind of stuff. And so that's the whole thing. It's like if you've ever been on my show previously or listened to some of the archives, you'll notice that every once in a while I have 2 to 3 psychics on the show at a time. And I'm not saying there's not other shows out there that don't do that, but... We have a thing where we're just kind of like casual. We like to have fun. There's no this, okay, people got to do, no one has to do anything but come on the show, ask your questions, and if it takes me 40 minutes, I feel like that we have to take that time. That's why we're crossing paths. And everybody, like I said before, great. Everything happens for a reason. Huh?
That is great. Yeah, that's very generous of you.
Everybody has something going on. It might take more than 10 minutes, you know? And I just don't feel like rushing people on because I made a point of saying, okay, we're supposed to be quality, you know, qualified psychics. So in the process, we have to do quality readings. And this quantity thing, you know? It's almost like everybody's scared to death. There's not going to be anybody show up tomorrow. And we've had some shows where we've only had four or five people show up. But I've looked at the statistics on my show, and we had over 75 to almost 200 people listening.
Wow!
So just because there's no people in the queue or people in the chat room, there are people listening. So that's the whole point. What we're here for, and do the show. And I tell people all the time, if you come want to get a reading and you want to do, and you have a topic you want to throw out there too, feel free to do so too, because we've actually stopped the show a couple of times. Well, not really stopped it, but just kind of threw out a topic and started talking about it. So now I've actually got a show on a midnight, which is actually going up to this show on Fridays and Saturdays, where it's a midnight show, and everyone, I think we have a couple during the week, but right now I'm kind of put it down to the Fridays and Saturdays, because the ideal realizing at that moment when I did that, I never thought about it, but I'm actually on the air for 5 hours straight. And it's fun, because our nighttime show is called Roundtable. It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight, where you come to this table, you have your topic, everybody has a topic, and the mics are all open. So it's open mic.
Oh, yeah, Michael Long from another show does that, too. That's really cool. I like that.
So we come in, and we sit there and say, hey, come on in, just do the little thing, and whatever you want to talk about. It's whatever you want to talk about. You don't. I mean, if you don't like psychics, you can talk about that. Or if you have a certain thing you want to pick about psychics or lawyers or whatever it is, you know, topics.
No problem, because I'm psychic too. So I mean, I think we all have psychic. Personally, I believe a lot of us have psychic abilities, and some have more than others are tapped in. So
I think we all have psychic abilities, but certain people take the initiative to take it one step further to help other people with it.
Right.
But if you shouldn't think about it, all we're doing is helping people to come in tune with their own abilities. With your card.
Exactly what I do.
Well, the first thing that came up with me, the very first card that came out was nurturing. Nurture your inner child. Nurture you. That's what it's talking about. And then the next one, we have two archangels working with you too, Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Hananel.
Okay.
And this one here is sensitivity. It says you're extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now, so you need to honor those feelings and yourself. And it doesn't matter how long it takes, because it's like getting back to almost like a sense I keep getting them, almost like they're telling me that you've been too serious.
Yes. I actually was told that before. So it's not surprising. I'm getting that again. Yeah.
So you're looking for. So it says look for serenity, which means back to playfulness, and I feel like, and that's, it's like this. We have playfulness, serenity, and divine guidance. So when you sit here and look at the situation, then we have the next card that says freedom and healing. So there's a sense of playfulness. The healing happens a whole lot quicker. And you need to start, you know, really listen to your guidance. It's like we all sit here and talk about, I'm psychic, I'm very intuitive. But like I've always told people before, too, if you're giving a service to the world, you live in the world, too, so service yourself.
Right.
Because if you don't service yourself, then you can't be of service to anybody. So therefore, you know, we all want to give 100% to our clients and the people we work with and that kind of stuff, family, whatever. So sometimes I don't understand it all, but... that it takes time, it takes those, that I've always told people, you like that nice person you see all day? And they go, yeah. I said, that takes 2 hours in the morning for myself. And if I don't get that 2 hours, I'm a grouch all freaking day. Now, if you're a person who interfered with that whole thing, of course I'm going to blame you. But it's one of those situations I understand that I need to be more assertive and say, okay, this is what I need, even if I have to lock the door. You know, and that's why we get with you. It's the ideal of being in certain situations where you're always giving to everybody, and you need to sit there and stop and think, and take care of yourself. That doesn't mean you can't do that. Just you're still in a process. I keep saying you're neglecting those yourself, your emotions, your feelings. You have some certain healings that you're going through yourself that you've kind of put off. And as long as you're helping other people, you don't feel like you have to. So it's like, no. Just take a look back and say the freedom here is to let it go. So therefore, because it's almost like I keep helping people and I keep putting myself out there, because once I stop, then I have to take a look at myself. So if I keep going, I will have to do that. Almost like it's a fear of going there.
Right. Well, I am a therapist, so yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me, what you just said. So.
Mm-hmm. So you need for the freedom of helping other people too, is because we were talking about before about money and why we charge, but it's pretty plain and simple. People out there who do plumbing, they're gifted at doing what they're doing too. But do you really see them, you know, one day going, well, I'm going to give away for free? Well, that's what it's just the ideal saying. If you could, you would in a situation. And I think we can actually get back to the world when it was like that back in the day, but until we do.
Well, I actually barter. I give my clients an option to pay for what they can afford. That's just me. I mean, other therapists mm-hmm. look at me like I'm nuts, but that's the way I give back, and I also get it back to me. I believe in cause and effect, or, you know, drawing to you. So.
Yeah, it's like cause and effect. Like fish hit that freaking rock. the cause of...
The law of attraction, I guess.
The law of attraction. How would you describe that with the fish? He was attracted to the rock, or was he just attracted to a woman?
Well, I don't know about the fish. Yeah. He got evolved to another level. I don't know.
It's time to move on. So what the reflection was? He's been like that with his wife. He's been hitting the wall, and that was just he should have talked to her. Now he's somebody's dinner. But he wouldn't have been there. But he was swimming off by himself, trying to gather his thoughts, and he got caught by a freaking fishing pole. But we could look at it all kinds of ways. But the reason I say that, because the other day, last week, I was in an accident where I actually was working out in the gym. And I don't know if you know what a hyperextension bench is, but it's what some people call a reverse sit-up. And it's where your body extends out over the bench, and you're facing the floor, and there's a piece that holds your feet. And I was sitting working out on this thing. Now, I checked this machine, I don't know, about three times, and it seemed like it was the foot, the thing that holds your foot down, feet support, we'll go that way. Anyway, in the process of doing this whole thing, the thing broke, and I slammed my face into the floor, and ended up getting a broken nose and a concussion and about 9 stitches. Now, the first question someone asked me, and actually, I already asked myself the same question, too. What did it reflect in my life at that moment? And it was like, you know, I could sit there and go, okay, the person had a faulty piece of equipment. But at the same time, my guidance was kicking in, too, and saying, I was doing a routine. In the process of doing that routine, don't do that exercise. But I decided to do it that day. And my guidance said, no, just stick to the routine. And I didn't listen. So therefore, I have to take accountability for that, because I made the decision to get on it. Now, the people, you're right. And people who upkeep the machine knew they had a faulty piece of machinery, which wasn't marked one way or the other. But on the same thing, what do you do? I think we have to take a step back and look at the situation and go, if I would have listened to guidance, it would never have happened. So,
I totally hear you on that, because I had the same thing happen to me. I actually ignored going into a car with a gentleman that was not a safe driver, and he got us in a very bad car accident. I could have died that day. It was that bad. A lot of it, a lot of therapy, and same thing. I ignored my intuition. Absolutely. I totally agree that intuition is so important to listen to.
Yeah, and it's like crazy when people out there hear that and they're going, well, you should sue those people because they had a faulty piece of machinery. But on the same sense of the word, it could have been, it's just the realistic part about the whole thing is those people are not willing to take the accountability. We had a lady come on the show here, was talking about a really trying case for people that I could actually hear people gasping across the freaking country. When she came on the show, she was a guest on my show, and she has a show here. Her name is Wendy Dearborn, Dr. Wendy Dearborn. And she has a show called My Life, My Choice. And she was talking about a friend of hers that she had a lot of respect for, because this lady was a realtor, and she got into a situation where the guy had raped her and beat her up and left her for dead in a house that she was showing him. Now, she said, people freaked out when she said, "Who do you blame? Okay, so what are you going to do in this situation? You know, don't you think that guy should be punished?" And she said, "Well, I think he should be punished for what he did and his actions," but she said that, "I'm taking 100% accountability for me, because if I would have listened to my guidance, it would never have happened." Because she said they were talking to me through the whole time. This guy calls her up and says, "I want you to show me this house." And she said, "My guidance and my angels kicked in right then and said, don't go. Don't do it. You need to sit there and leave the situation alone." And it was just one of those things that people don't understand. That the reason you can't put money or anything else before yourself and your safety is because you put yourself in a situation like this. And it's what she did. She was, "I need to sell this house. I need to sell a house." And when she did, you know, the whole thing played itself out. She basically said money was more important than her own well-being. But then she turned around and looked at the situation and said, "Well, my guidance was telling me, even as I was walking up the sidewalk, don't go." So she said if she would have listened, it would never have happened. And so, like I said, we could hear people gasping, going, "What do you mean? It's your fault." She's not saying it's her fault. She's taking accountability for her actions and making the choice to be there.
Right, so, you know. Right. Totally understand that, yeah. I have many situations like that.
So when you're going to walk away and be free, you know what freedom is, don't you? Freedom is loving everything and everyone unconditionally. So therefore, there are no expectations. It is what it is. So that's what's the situation. With the things going on, would there be some pressing questions that you really like to ask? Because I was curious. You said you went through physical therapy and that kind of stuff. I mean, how much time was put in that?
When I got in a car accident, you mean, or?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like a whole year, I think, I took to recover from the first accident. I was in actually two of them, but what's weird is I was the passenger both times in the accidents. You know, I've never, as a driver, knock on wood, I've been really lucky. But, yes, it takes about a year for the body to fully recover from something like that.
Really?
And, you know, depending on the mindset, like I do massage therapy. I've worked on a lot of folks that have had car accidents, work-related injuries, and I tell them the same thing. You know, you have to be responsible with your body when it's trying to heal. You can't go out, like say when I work on someone that has a back injury, they feel really great and they want to go dancing, and I tell them, "No, please don't do that." They'll do it anyway, and they'll come back and go, "Oh my God, it hurts so bad." You know, it's the same thing when you're going through therapy. You need to listen to the therapist, because they're the ones that got the training, know exactly what they're talking about. And I did. I was a good client, and I did what I was told, and I learned a lot. Got me where I am today with being a massage therapist. It kind of taught me a lot while I was doing it. So
you wasn't difficult at all, huh?
Yeah, you know, learning to listen to my body, basically not pushing it, not, you know, you're talking about intuition, which is a really great topic, because that's something a lot of people do ignore, and you wonder why. You know, everybody has it. Some people, they're like, "Well, how do you know?" And, you know, and I always say, feel it. If you feel it in the gut, if the gut area of the body is where I usually feel the tingly, or I feel it just kind of comes on as a, I don't know for you how it feels, but I just know it's a strong, real intense pulse in my gut. And that's usually my intuition.
Yeah, I always tell people, too, there's people I do have a tendency to run into. Some people, I say, "I don't trust you. I have no idea why, but there's something underneath the surface I just don't trust about you." And I have a tendency to be honest and straightforward with people anyway. So they're like, "Well, that's kind of cruel." I said, "Only if it's not true." Until that point, I'm not letting my guard down, because that's what it's there for, my intuition. I sort of told somebody, I was like, my spidey senses just kicked in. So therefore, I trust them more than any human being. So therefore, my angels and guides have always led me places where it benefits me. It's always for my best good. Now, human beings, on the other hand, that's a different story. So, you know, the situation of people say, "Well, you should trust me." Not until they tell me so, you know.
Right, absolutely.
And, so we sit there and look at the situation, like you're talking about, say, physical therapy. I mean, right now, people are kind of getting my case about, I broke my nose. And it's kind of a weird situation, because you can actually feel the crack going up the side of my nose on my right side. And I was like, that is just intense, and there's nothing you can really do for it. It's just let it heal. And then it was like almost a week and a half ago, so I had a concussion, but it wasn't something major. But the day afterwards, it wasn't the pain in my face. It was in my neck and shoulders and that stuff from the sudden stop trauma of hitting the floor
right.
so freaking quick.
Right, the neck and shoulder, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Now, we've been talking about intuition. I listen to my intuition, and physical therapy is one thing. I'm not knocking it at all, I promise you that. I'm not knocking it at all, but I'm saying I have to listen to my intuition too, and I've actually been through a lot of periods of healing myself and doing my own physical therapy because of guidance from my angels. That's a different
right.
thing.
Right, and that's a neat point too, because my angel guides as well work with me through my healing, and when I heal with others, I actually feel the energy difference. When I'm, you know, when I first started, I was using my own energy and I was getting wiped, you know, and they told us,
yes.
Oh, don't do that. And of course, they don't talk about the angel energy, but they referred to saying, you know, don't zap your, you know, don't try to do it all yourself, to kind of tune in. I think they meant
mm-hmm.
this, you know what I mean? It's like the front line of,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
And so I believe that because I've had that since I was little. My hands will just light on fire, basically. I'd have this heat. And I
mm-hmm.
know that
Definitely.
From the higher source or angelic source. And so I use it, and people tell me I feel it. They feel it. And it's so awesome. Now I'm learning to use it on
mm-hmm.
myself. You know,
guiding
that energy to heal self. Because
right.
like you said, you're no good to others if you're always putting out there, no energy, and then you're zapped. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I couldn't massage all day if I did that the other way. You know?
Yeah, because we've actually sit and watched people who do massage therapy and people who don't sit and cleanse themselves after each one, where you can see
right.
this darkness on their hands and their forearms. And they those are usually people, too, who complain about tendonitis and those kind of stuff because of the energy they're actually picking up from everybody else, the negative. And
Absolutely.
And I was sort of talking to someone too, and I said, "You're wiped out, huh?" I said, "Well, what you're doing is you're relying on your own energy. You're not tapping into the universal energy." And they go, "Well, what's that?" And I said, "Well, that proves my point right there." So, you know, you're sitting there going, "I can do this. I can do that." I said, "There are certain ways of focusing on yourself, doing meditations of right behind the heart. It's called the God essence. It looks like a pilot light. That's your God essence. What you can actually mess, you know, you can work with and expand it and." Turn it down, just like if you had a regular pilot light on a hot water tank or something, where you can turn it up and down. And I said it's just one of those things of connecting with that kind of source, but at the same time, what you're doing is you're actually reuniting the body, which I should say reacquainting the body with the physical and the spiritual. And then when you can actually balance those two out, I've actually sit there and working with that blue flame to actually expand it to where I can actually cover the whole body. And also illuminate your chakras and your aura so you can actually see these blockages that you have. And
mm-hmm. cool.
It's intense.
Yeah,
but see,
really
yeah, but when we sit and talk about these things, we also talk about certain people on certain levels of their spirituality. So some people, because people talk about, I don't go to doctors. I don't trust doctors, okay? But I feel like I'm at a point where I go, in a situation like that, it was just things happen, you go, and... To tell you the truth, it kind of reinforced me why I don't go. But so I sit there and I tell people, if you're on a certain level where you feel like you need to do that, then you listen to your intuition to guide you to going to a doctor and find the right doctor and that kind of stuff. So it's not like the ideal dismissing the whole thing. Not really. But in my life, yeah. But in your life, it might be a different level for you where you feel like you need to go there. But I've been in so many situations where I've healed myself because of tapping into certain energies. Or even going to certain people that I work with, or friends, and that kind of thing. But there are different levels, this and the other. So I always like to stress to everybody. That's why I always tell everybody. Everybody's got intuition because that's how you make decisions. And the more you listen, the more likely you keep yourself out of trouble.
Well, I think the world would be less chaotic if people did listen to their intuition more. Really.
Yeah, because we're on the show, and this one lady goes, "So what you want to do is you want to have a perfect world." Well, in my mind, the perfect world is the ideal of people getting what they want, having the careers they want, being able to basically access manifestations of money and that kind of stuff so they can do things in the spirit of the moment. They can be with the right person because they listened to this intuition that guided them to the right person, or I should say the person you were always meant to be with in the first place, and just guided you to get back on the path, so therefore you two will cross paths. because it's not like we're creating. Because most of my manifestation books talk about we're not creating anything. What we're doing is we're clearing up the resistance, and basically the thing we're creating is a more positive thinking subconscious. So therefore, it's a better plan to work, a better blueprint to work through. Because what the negative thoughts that we have there, that's the reason we keep getting the negative things. So the work is really of helping you understand that the way to get back on course is to change those thoughts that are in your subconscious mind, which are actually creating the things on the outside. So therefore, before you can change anything on the outside, you need to go inwards, because it all starts within you. You are the foundation. You are the vehicle that brings forth the manifestation. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Very
true.
So what are we telling you this?
So are you telling me this?
Yeah, just think about that for a minute. Why are you in the process of acquiring, because I always tell people go, what are you telling me this for? I said, good question. So why don't you lay down resistance and ask yourself the same thing. What are you trying to do right at this moment in your life? Because it talks about freedom and healing, but healing can be in different ways. A certain thing, you know, it's like changing your thinking. It could be just the ideal of, like I was talking about before, healings come in many ways. Abundance comes in many ways. You know, abundance of love, abundance of money, abundance of energy, you know, abundance of things in your life. People think abundance is money. No, abundance is something, it's a process, I guess, abundance of, it's a quantity of things. But the thing that was healing. Healing can be anything. Somebody can say something nice to you that resonates with you, that heals you. It changes you in the process inwards, where you start thinking in a different way. So there was a healing that just happened there. It wasn't a physical healing, you know, like you want to put your arm back on and see if it grows back. But, and even the process of telling people that you could do that if you really was on a nice level where you really believed it. But, you know, with conditioning over the years, you got to get back to that level. And I always say get back to that level, because when you was a kid, you thought, here's a grasshopper. The freaking things fell off. Right? So you're going to put the thing back on, and it's going to heal, that kind of stuff. And that's the kind of thinking we really need as adults, too. As we go through our lives, we really need it now more than anything else, to use it, to have that imagination to actually manifest exactly what we want to do with our lives. So that's what I'm saying to you. With the situation you're talking about, it's like, I'm going good right now. But wouldn't it be fantastic to be on an awesome level where you could just, you know, I'm sitting at a bus stop and I don't want to sit here anymore. So if a friend could just come out and pick me up and take me home, and then 5 minutes later it happened.
Right.
And I always tell people that. I said, you think it's crazy? I don't, because I used to do it when I was in Colorado all the time. I'd sit there in bus stops and go, I'm tired of this, man. But I was very honest. And when I sit there and asked, I was sitting there and said, okay, God, this might sound like I'm lazy, but I just don't want to sit here anymore, so I could just go home. So, because someone, you know, a friend, or maybe I need to meet somebody else, a new acquaintance or whatever, would just come by right now, pick me up, and just take me home in 5 minutes. And then five minutes later, someone will pull up, and I'm like, what happened? You know?
And yeah, it's back to accountability. Like, my husband always says, well, the universe owes me. You know, and I'm like, well, what does the universe owe you? What do you want? You know, and it's like, mm-hmm. You have to take the steps necessary to get, you have to kind of, I say, meet universe halfway. Yeah, I suppose you could get handed to you, but it's so mm-hmm. much more rewarding when you do the steps to get to that point, in my, you know, my personal experience anyway.
Well, even if I always tell people too, even if it's just the process of sitting down and reading a book that changes your thinking, that's still a process. And to sit there and realize, by just changing your thinking, I acquired all this, you're going to start thinking, how much power do I have? And then you're going to realize that.
Well, we have a lot of power. We have more power than I think people even realize. We've been dummied down for so long, but now it's coming back out where people are realizing their true potential. That, at least I believe so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seen it.
Yes, it is. So I'm just saying, with the situations in your life right now, there's some hard decisions to make, but also the process of what direction you want to go in. That's what I keep getting with you, so.
Yeah, that's correct. That's very interesting. Wow. You're
so
very good.
Thank you. But, you know, I've had people ask me this thing, and I turn, you know something? Every time you ask a question, are you doubting what you're asking for? And I was sitting, because I sat there and thought about it the other day. I was like asking someone, I met some girl, and I was like, okay, I met this girl. And I said, how do I ask this question without asking, saying, you know, I'm saying, will anything happen with this relationship? Or will there be a relationship at all? I'm sitting there going, wow, in the process of just asking that question, I like doubted that anything would even happen 3 times. So I sit there and looked at my friend. I said, okay, I met this girl. What do you think? You know, so I just kind of like threw it out there and said, there you go. So what's your impression of this situation? So I was looking for a way to make it a positive, a question or a positive, looking at it in a positive way, and looking at the results of what could happen and saying, okay, that's what I want to happen right there. So can you confirm, you know, basically I'm asking for confirmation. Can you give me confirmation about this situation of what I already feel? So I wasn't going to say anything. And that's one thing I've learned with manifestation, like in the process of manifesting that ride, I didn't ask anything besides, could you please have this happen? And then let it go to the universe. And I went right from there and detached myself from it. You know, like basically what I'm saying is I let go of what I said in favor of sitting there waiting for that ride to show up. So I'm actually putting the energy into it's going to happen because now I'm waiting for it to happen because it's already happened. I know it's a done deal. Person's going to pull up right now. And then they pull up. And I people look at me like I'm going, I get excited. And they're going, well, you sat there and said you knew it was going to happen. Yeah, but I was still, it's still exciting, you know, when it does happen. Even to this day, I've done so many things where I'm like, whoa, this is cool. Let's do it again. You know?
Right. But, yeah, exactly. Huh.
And sitting there, people go, I want to get happy when I do this. Then get happy because that's the energy you're wanting to do because that happiness is the ideal saying, I love the world because the world looks and works just like I said it does. And to sit there, and I don't tell Christians, I said, read the Bible. It says we have dominion. You know what that word means? It means what the planet was here for us. So therefore, we have the right to do those things. It's our dominion. It's our birthright. And people are like, you sure about that? You know, like, I don't want to ask angels for anything because I know they're busy. Excuse me? Angels, they're in a different dimension. They can be like many, many people. They can be with everybody and every, and you know. So the idea of if you have a situation that's going on, and realistically, if you feel like you need to ask or talk to your angels or ask God for something, that's to me is an intuitional thing saying, instead of trying to go through all these physical avenues on the outside, connect with your angels. It's something that happens within you. When you connect with your angels, it's like that essence within you is connecting with the essence of that angel. Because the angel
absolutely.
Is pure.
Absolutely. Yeah, angel energy is wonderful, so nurturing. And they're not interested in what we did wrong or bad. Or, you know, a lot of people out there like, well, why would they pay attention to me kind of thing? And I just say, no, that's not, you know, they're not going to, they don't sit and judge the way we judge ourselves. Yeah. That's the way I feel anyway.
They don't judge because they have nothing to judge us by.
They're right, pure, it's
they're
free will.
Pure,
so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're pure energy. Yeah. They're pure energy. They're pure love. So the ideal, see, we all understand that let me take a deep breath. When we're in the process, right, when we're in the process of judging somebody else, that's an unloving thing because we do have intuition. We should know better because we should know. But then we make a judgment on the whole thing. That brings everything down. To a different level. The energy just lowered itself. But see, we're
that's
also
karma.
Judging.
Yeah.
Well, it's true too, but see, we're judging people because of what we've been through. We don't
right.
like to admit it, but we do it. Angels have not had those situations, those events that happen in their life. They don't have those things. So, they have nothing to judge by. And in turn, do the same thing by letting go of everything. From the point of 2 seconds ago and realize it's gone, it's over with, it doesn't exist, so therefore why would it affect anything in your life right now? That we could actually look at people and love them unconditionally so easily because there's nothing to judge them by. We'll take them for face
absolutely.
Value.
Absolutely. No, it's easier said than done. It takes practice, definitely. I've learned in this life that you know, holding on to resentments, anger, past issues, I mean, mm-hmm. past life stuff especially, I used to really obsess over why do I remember that, you know, and then I
mm-hmm.
learned a lesson around it, why I was remembering, and it was like a big release, you know. But
mm-hmm.
in current, you know, those that live in the current, you know, that don't have that memory, it's the same principle. Like you just said, you know, there's a reason why it'll keep reoccurring. It's because there's something to be learned from it, or you're just not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
I could so many examples of that, and I think people, if they really were to sit down and think about it, they would know that's true.
So, that's all,
why
yeah.
does this keep happening to me? Well,
yeah, well, you keep thinking about it. Or why do you think
exactly.
you keep thinking about it? Cause, I mean,
drawing that energy, yeah.
That's exactly the thing, because we sit here and do the whole thing, and we sit here and, like with you, I do this thing called it. I just started doing this today. It was kind of freaky. What I would do is I would shuffle the cards, and then I would just, as you know, like if you would split the cards, if you split the deck, what I would do, and when I split the deck, I would just look at the two cards that were on each one of those splits. So I would, like, you take the card like this, you take the deck, and you take those two before you, you know, when you cut a deck, and instead of putting them back together, you look at the two cards that are facing you. And you say, okay, what's up with this situation? So I look at the two cards for you, and it says, all is well. Everything's happening exactly how it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. And then the other card was Archangel Raphael, where it talks about focusing on your eating habits, your diet, getting at it with sleep.
That's awesome. Yes.
And yes, exercise regularly and optimal. But it's also the idea of these two angels. These are two archangels as well, because I've done these cards for you, but you keep getting the archangels. You don't just get regular angel cards. How my deck works is, if you know anything about Doreen Virtue, she has many, many decks. And what I did was I took the healing with the angels deck and the archangel deck and put them together as one big deck. And that's what I work with. And so I sit here and look at these two angels, and it's just like when you have a bright future, it's just the ideal, really paying attention to that kind of guidance right now to correct the situation.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to you?
I'm working on it, definitely working on it. I'm definitely listening more, and I'm doing the steps necessary to get to that place that we're talking about with my health and being the best I can be energetically. You know, while I'm in the physical form, you know, it's challenging some days, but I know I can do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And no, I was just sort of looking at the situation. We bounce over this whole thing. We do this, we do that. So, you know, sometimes guidance is just too easy. The hard part is, you're right, it was like the idea of taking and listening to it and following through with it. I've seen so many people who just sit there and go over the whole thing and go, well, you know, what are you going to do? It is so easy.
Yeah, we do make it harder than it has to be. I know that's true. I'll accept that one. I do make it. My mom used to say, you do things the hard way. Why do you do things the hard way? Well, I guess I like the challenge.
Sheila.
I'm a Scorpio. Yeah. I like the challenge. I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was listening and, shoot. What was I going to say? No, I did this today. I was actually doing some readings for private clients today. I sit here, and for some reason, I decided to do that because I work for a company called Keen.com. And I was sitting here going, okay, people like to have quick readings. So I started doing this thing. This one lady was so funny. I started getting the divine. I would shuffle the cards, pull the cards up, and go, okay, we'll look at the deck. We split it, and we look at the two cards. This lady got divine guidance and then whatever on the other side. And I did that 5 times. And every time I would do it, the divine guidance would come up every time in a different card, what she should do in different parts of her life. And I was just like, that's kind of cool. And I did another reading, and the same thing happened. Divine guidance would come up and say this. And then another card comes with them that would detail their lives. And they're going, wow, you're really good. I said, well, it's a group effort. My angels are really guiding me to do these things. And it was like, that's what happened. I was guided to just take those cards. I started to split a deck. And I started to split the deck, and I looked at it, and they say, look at the cards. And so I looked at the cards, and I'm like, this is what's going on in your life right now. She said, exactly. So I was like, listen, because I guarantee every time you listen, it's going to be an intense moment, too.
That, too. Definitely get that with people as well. I get angels come in and tell me who they are and who they're for, if they're with that person. You know, and I will tell the client, if they're open to it, that, yeah, this angel's working with you, and they're like, oh, cool, you know. Because mm-hmm. I wasn't raised Catholic. I don't know. I didn't know the angels. Like, there's a lot of them, actually, more than I realized. And when the name popped up, I'd look it up, and there's sure thing. There'd be information. I'm like, wow, that's really cool.
Yes. And
like I'm getting Uriel right now. I don't know. Uriel is one of the archangels, or, you know, I guess. But there's definitely there's four. I think is there four or five major ones. I know Archangel Michael, Gabriel. You mentioned Raphael, and what was the other one? The one with the H. I can't say it right.
Haniel.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like this. It depends when you look at. I had a book by Dorian Virtue called Archangels and Ascended Masters, working with entities and divinities. And in that book, I think there's clip between 7 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we also have the one thing, too, where people realize that there are two archangels that were actually human at one time. Metatron, Archangel Metatron, was a human at one time that was so, I guess you would say, so spiritual that he became an archangel. And then we have Archangel Sandalphon, who also was a human. And a lot of people don't realize this too, but suppose the devil was an archangel,
right,
who abused his power. So when you sit here and look at those situations, there's a whole lot more to the whole thing that you understand. We had a show on the idea of God is the president of the company, and then it kind of filters down through, you know, like we were talking about the northern gods, we look, the northern gods and Olympian gods and just all the guys that you hear about, could they really existed? Because it does say in the Bible, no gods before me. Now, most people would interpret it as a physical thing, a materialistic thing, and I'm going, smack, smack, smack. It's a spiritual context. Why would you put it in a materialistic context? It doesn't make sense to me. But when you sit here and look at the Bible as a spiritual, and look at those situations and what it means in a spiritual way, then it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we're sort of talking about the situation of angels and that kind of stuff, and so we have gods, we have angels, and it filters down, and they all work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so therefore, why don't you have the perfect life? You have all this guidance and all this support around you that if you really started listening to these people, well, I should say these spirits, and we have spirit guides and angels and archangels and other angels, internal angels that work with us too as well, and on the gateways of abundance and prosperity and that kind of thing. So when you start looking at these things and say, okay, when you're sitting here driving down, and people say, I don't really talk to angels. Really? Has there ever been a time in your life where you're driving down the road and something prompted you to do something differently, like turn down a road, and then you found out later on that you missed an accident? You were just talking to your angels.
Mm-hmm.
But you never have talked to your angels.
That's really awesome when that happens. I love it.
Yeah, and people think, well, you know, or some people say, I don't dream. Yes, you do dream, but if you're but realistically, if you're not a person who really focuses on your dreams, that's why you don't remember them, because you're not really focusing on remembering them. But I notice people, when you start working with them to do just that, they start picking up their dreams, and as they work with it more and more and focus more on remembrance, they're so vibrant, and there's so many answers that come across. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So with the
we make it harder than it has to be.
That's the whole point. We are our own worst enemy. It's like looking at the idea of Jesus. There's a nice section in the Bible that you could learn so much from, because we were sitting there saying, did you know that you could read that section of the Bible and learn about manifestation? And people go, oh really? Yes. It's because when you're trying to manifest something in your life, aren't you trying to change your life from the negative to the positive? Well, and before you can do that, you have to let go of the past, which is a, I guess you could say, in the sense, it's a physical death.
And right, and that was one of my lessons in this life, was to let go of the past, because I had a really hard time with that, a lot of resentment, a lot of pain and anger took on, and now I feel blessed by it.
Yeah, if everybody who's out there listening, if you call back in, I'd really appreciate it. It's just one of those things that some things have a tendency to go along with. See, everything happens for a reason.
Right. Yeah, I feel like, oh my God, I've been on a long time. I feel bad. Other people want to get on. So, but thank you for taking so much time with me.
The reason I'm saying everybody call in now, because right now you're the only person on the queue, and I feel like people are just kind of waiting to call in. So, you can call in now, and it's the number here is 646-721-9031. And there was a couple people that were on there. I just want you guys to understand that in the process of going through this conversation, I just felt like it needed to happen for a reason. So therefore, it did. So if
absolutely,
you
absolutely agree. Thank you. That's so wonderful. It's a blessing. Yeah, it definitely is a blessing to have someone else that can, you know, relay the same kind of information, maybe in different words or perspective, mm-hmm. but it's always good to have another person say the same things that you, you know, I feel like you and I could be kindred souls because I talk a lot about what you just said. I talk to other clients about, you know, who are open to the spiritual mm-hmm. part of themselves, you know, that it's okay to have these things, you know, it's okay to ask, you know, for help, you know, because the problem with human mm-hmm. ego, and I'll accept this for myself, is we don't ask for help, and that was another lesson of my mm-hmm. life, is ask for help, darn it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've actually got the guidance from my angels, too, who are saying, you know, you're scared to ask for help, so why don't you do that anyway and ask for help? So what I was going to do was, you say that you're psychic yourself, right? Correct?
Yes, I can be very, very in tune, yes, when I'm in that space, absolutely. It's mm-hmm. interesting how that works.
I'm just saying, with the situation, what I was going to ask you was, so you have people coming in, they're going to do some readings and that kind of stuff, too, as well. And I just felt like, you know, if you want to stick around, and I guess you could play co-host for the rest of the show if you like. The reason I like doing the roundtable thing, because, see, the roundtable thing at night is people coming in and calling, and they're also intuitive, too, and the people want to say things. So I felt this about that one person that was on the phone. I said, okay, let's do this. We'll bring on professional psychics, but we're also going to let people come in, and whoever's in the room, whoever's at the table, who feels like they feel some kind of tangling situation or some intuition with this person, you feel free to express yourself and let this person know. Because I feel like, you know, sometimes you can get different, like 4 to 5 different directions to go in, which actually details to the situation. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you're welcome to stick around if you want to. If it's something that would be kind of uncomfortable for you, you don't have to do
that. Yeah, maybe another time I would love to do that, but for now I'll pass. But thank you for the offer. I really appreciate it. And, I'm not saying I won't do it at some point in time, but for now I think, mm-hmm. yeah, I'll just pass. But thank you. That was really good of you.
That's no problem. It's one of those things, you know, like I do have a call on the line right now, and I love talking to people anyway, so.
You're a very generous soul, and blessings to you for what you're doing, because we need more people like you out there to do that, just to show how it works. And we're a family. We're all connected. There's no separateness, only that which you create, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing I would love for people to do. So that's one thing I would love for people to do, especially in this field right now, because a lot of people have a tendency to get a little self-centered, that they're the ones
Absolutely.
Doing it. And my angels are saying all the time, when I sit here and say, people say, you're great. I said, yes, I am. The angels are going, okay, you're great because, you know.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, you're a healer, too. I think you've got some. Everyone has ability. Like you said, we came in with certain abilities to use. We're just now remembering what is that. Because a lot of people are like, well, what am I here for? Why am I here? And they don't know. I had mm-hmm. a friend who couldn't draw worth a darn. And I said, you're going to start drawing beings in mandala. You're going to start drawing these forms. And she's like, what? I
yeah.
said, my guys. And now she's doing this. And get this. They're very energetically charged, so people are just like, they're like, oh, I
uh-huh.
want copies of that. They're very healing what's coming to her, and she can draw.
Mm-hmm.
She's shot. Her husband's like, whoa, how did that happen? I said, well, like, wouldn't it happen? You know, we came in with these abilities. We just, some of us forgot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No problem.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying. So yes, definitely, please come back and join us for a nightly show, and I think it'd be kind of interesting because, that's one thing I do bring a lot into this show. I mean, I know Mike does his show and that kind of stuff, but if you notice, they're all professional psychics. There's nobody coming
definitely
in.
Definitely want to come back. Yeah, I definitely want to come back. I like your energy. I definitely want to ask more. Even though I'm past the past life, you know, obsession stuff, I just had a couple of questions. Just kind of more of a confirmational thing more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. One thing I want to mention to you real quick, too. And the person who's on the line right now who's waiting to get a reading, just give us some time here and patience, because I guarantee you the time I've given her, I give to everybody. So therefore, don't think
okay.
it's, you know, that kind of thing going on. But the one thing I did pick up with you when I first started talking, when you said something about past lives, I got 1827. I got you very, very, very prissy woman, very, very feminine, very, love the big hats. But you had a thing for white. I mean, does that make any
a
kind of
thing for what?
you had a thing for white. White was like the dress I see you wearing was very white. It had to
white.
Be. There was no patterns. It's just white and fluffy.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
So you're just, and you're a person who has a lot of personality. 1827 irritated the hell out of you because you just couldn't. You were, let's put it this way, you expressed yourself, and people did kind of snub you from time to time because you're very prissy and very feminine. So they thought you should just keep your position as a woman, but you were also very headstrong. And there were certain things about that lifetime too. I would say that you had healing. Your healing has been with you since you were an Egyptian. So.
Mm. Oh wow, that's interesting. You picked that up. Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So
wow.
Yeah.
That was one of my first past life memories. Was in Egyptian times. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So when you sit and look at this thing, see, I get such. I'd love to do a past life reading with you. Take about 60 seconds. I don't want to keep saying 60 seconds. Like maybe I'm working on something here where I'm working on really fast readings, but I mean a 60-minute session with you would actually do, because I feel like we'd be topping on at least 4 lifetimes that just for some reason need to be done in this lifetime to help you understand some other things that you're going on, or just, like you said before, more of a confirmation, anything else. Because people understand the process of tracing situations in your life. And we've had situations where, like a girl who's 8 years old who's scared to death of closets and just claustrophobic, but no one could figure out why until they traced her back to a past life in the 1800s where she was actually buried alive in a coffin. And then she didn't have the phobia no more. Since she realized it came from there and that doesn't exist anymore, the lifetime's gone, she let it go and she doesn't have that phobia anymore. But it's also enlightening to realize there's some good traits about yourself that you don't understand either. And once you get that insight, you embrace it more. So it could be psychic abilities, healing abilities and those kind of things, that you realize this is something that's been a part of you for a very long time, then you can embrace it instead of going, I wonder.
Well, you're absolutely correct on that. You're very right on, because like I said, it took years of obsessing over it, wondering why was I remembering such a horrible thing, and then now I know. It doesn't matter. I won't go into the story, but I was just curious what you may have picked up around that, and you've nailed it right. I don't know about the 1827. I never had any visions on that one, but the Egyptian one was right on. And also, I have a memory of being in the Civil War as a Union soldier, so that was my very last memory. After that, I don't know. I had a name, actually, too. I don't know. I looked it up, and it is a real name. So I was like, whoa.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? When you sit there and find something that you could actually identify with. And that's one thing I tell people. Yeah. That's one thing I tell people all the time, too, when I do past lives is, because I get dates now. I get years. So I said, go look at that year. And it's like a photo album. You know, go find a book that's about that year. But look for photos and then or anything you can get a hold of. I mean, I know Egyptians, you can't really find photos. But there are pictures and paintings and that kind of stuff. And people don't realize that when there's pictures of that, the artwork that's in the tombs and that kind of stuff, people did that. So there is energy with those things. So.
Absolutely.
So when you pick those up, you're sitting there going, okay, that's kind of cool. So, So, but like I said before, that was the very first thing I picked up with you. And it was like 1827 and Elizabeth Ross.
Okay.
So there's a name for you to go searching.
Can you spell it? Elizabeth, you said?
Elizabeth Ross.
Ross, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll check that out. Well, do you get anything with Samuel Schumann? Do you get anything around that?
Samuel, say that again, Samuel.
Samuel Schumann.
Schumann.
Mm-hmm. I know Samuel is my first name. I'm just wondering what you're getting. I don't know if it's totally correct, but it is a real name. So I looked at it. There's no pictures, unfortunately, to go by. I know what it looked like, too, which is really weird.
Right. Well, sometimes when I pick things up, that's right. The first thing I really go toward. So if there's anything else besides that, then I don't get those things. So because it's like we're focusing on a lifetime. Some people do these in meditation. They meditate to work with people, where they do hypnosis and take people back to those times. And People kind of look at me going,
that's how I got it, actually.
Yeah.
When you say that, because I was put under hypnosis, and I got several lifetimes. I was an old Indian woman in one lifetime where I was dying in a teepee, and then I went to the civil, mm-hmm. which is weird, because I know the Indians have been around way longer than white men, so obviously I've lived many, mm-hmm. many Indian lives, Mayan. Not to brag, I know a lot of people are like, what? You know, but those are true memories mm-hmm. for me, obviously. And so the correlation of what we've been, people say, well, I could have never done those things, been that. It's like, well, why not? You know, you're a soul, you're eternal, so why not? You know?
Yeah, it's like we described it the other day. It was like, the soul never dies. And all these lifetimes mm-hmm. were like trying on suits for a while, and then you got tired of it.
Absolutely.
And moved on to another one, so. You look at the situation, it's pretty kind of cool.
You can't learn it. I don't think we learn in one lifetime everything. I mean, that just would be a challenge, you know. That's why I think,
that would be a challenge.
It's kind of cool that we get all these chances, yeah. So, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Like I said,
will definitely keep listening.
Okay. And you, thank you for calling, and you have a great night.
You too. Blessings to you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And let's go on to our next caller. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Yes, welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Is that me? Is it me?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. Sorry, it's hard to tell who you're picking up. Name's Chris.
Chris?
Nice to talk to you.
Oh, same here. The reason I don't, I have a phone number here, but it's basically 11111.
So it's either, gotcha.
So it's either, so I usually tell people like the last caller, I saw her area code, so I could tell her the area code so-and-so, so it gives you an idea.
Understood.
Just start saying hello.
That was my strategy.
Right. Chris, where are you calling from?
From Edmonton, Canada.
Oh, if you're calling from Canada, hey?
You betcha.
Yeah, I used to have a best friend from Canada. She moved to Finland.
Wow, that'd be
interesting. Yeah, it's a heck of a jump, wasn't it?
No kidding. Was that for a job or love?
I think it was just a love for Finland. And then she did meet somebody there. Because she's actually a professional psychic, too. So so basically she was able to do what she wanted to do with what she loves to do. Got her there.
Do it wherever she wanted to, yeah.
Exactly. So,
what a great luxury. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know for the first part of my career, too, I've gone a lot of places.
Oh, if I could do it, I'd be sitting on a bit high on a cliff somewhere in a little Azore Islands and with a banana orchard in the back.
That was me in Colorado, sitting up in the rocks and the mountains with my bananas. But it was, and, you know, sometimes people don't realize Colorado can be warm and hot like California year-round because it's actually part of the desert.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, what affects it is the mountains. The mountains has a tendency to dictate the weather.
Right.
So we could have, like in November and December, we had days where they were in the 80s, but as soon as the sun went down, it was cold.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Chris, you have a couple questions for us?
I'm not sure. Can you do just a general reading, or do you prefer to have a specific question?
Well, sometimes I prefer to have a question, but it's like the situation of looking at your card and saying divine guidance is focusing on your health.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, well, it's certain variations. It's like looking at things and just fine-tuning certain things that are going on, or just take a look at it. I always tell people, because people think that while I'm asking you questions, I'm not asking you questions. I'm giving you questions to ask yourself.
Gotcha.
So that's what. So the first thing I pulled out of the deck was two cards that said health, Archangel Raphael, and divine guidance. So it's one of those things of guiding you to look at that.
Well, that's funny that you say that, because I just looked up my angel based on my birth date, and it's Raphael.
Okay. Well, we have a divine guidance of looking at those things. And I always tell people when you close your eyes, and you kind of, you might, as you're closing your eyes, if you see a green tint, that indicates that Archangel Raphael is definitely with you.
Very interesting.
And in the process of healing. So you look at
pay attention to that one in the future for sure.
Exactly. So we sit and look at the situation and go, okay, it's one of those things of looking at life.
Right.
So, you know, I also feel like you are a counselor yourself.
Yes.
And also the process of really, it's like the way it comes to me is you want to be in a position where you can actually help more people.
Exactly.
So saying, well, here.
Most of my occupations have been advocacy and advice giving and that sort of thing.
Mhm. So the counselor is actually Archangel Azrael.
Azrael.
Yeah, second angel of ascension. But some people think it's just because you're the Archangel of Ascension. Ascension is the idea of death and helping people move on. But in the process of life, there's people who hang on to certain situations that also need help to move on to as well, on a physical sense.
That's right. It's like the death card in the tarot or something. It doesn't mean death, it means change.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's why we look at the angel cards. It's if we look at the angel of death, but the angel of death is very important because of these certain things that have to go on. The ideal of even people who pass on seem to have a tendency to cling to this world and
right.
let go. So, you know, it's
right.
one of those things. I think everybody's more likely that they come to the conclusion that when they do pass on, that is their time to pass on. But there's other people who don't really. It's like I made the choice, I moved on, and now I'm changing my mind. So
I'm, you know, the when I get my opportunity, I'm doing the sprint for the light.
Right.
I think it's a better place, you know.
It is, in a sense.
I'm not afraid of it at all. Like I have no interest in hanging around Earth once I'm done here.
That's the whole thing. Once you're done, you go on and you move on, and you just look at it and say, okay, I'm done with this suit. I'm ready to go on to another suit, which
That's
is
right.
another, you know. So you do the whole thing. It's kind of a cool thing. So you just put it out there. And like I said before, the thing I got with you was counselor and compassion. So the counseling thing keeps coming up a lot. You really need to – what do you do right now?
Well, I mean, that's been my issue is I left a job a couple of years ago. I intended on taking about 1 year off and just sort of take some downtime because I've, you know, had jobs that – you know, kept me on the road and working insane hours, and, you know, it just kicked the crap out of me. So I wanted to take a year off, and then when I started looking for a job last year, it turned out to be, you know, the biggest unemployment rate in my area in years, and so it's been...
Mm-hmm.
It's been really tough, and I've been, you know, like sort of sitting around wondering, like, maybe my time is coming because maybe I've done what I came to do, and maybe that's why, you know, nothing new is coming. And, you know, I mean, I don't really want to just take any old job because it is so very important to me to be involved with work that makes a meaningful impact on people, you know, that helps them in a meaningful way.
Well, would you say you're actually embracing this gift of yours of healing and counseling?
I think I have. I'm the kind of person all my life that, you know, I'd be the first person to run down the street if somebody's papers dropped and were blowing in the wind. I mean, I want to be a helper of people. And I've been told many times that, you know, I just need to be in a room with people and don't even have to say much. And people can feel better by my presence. And I've had,
mm-hmm.
you know, had some gifted people tell me that about myself as well. And so I do. I don't shy away from that. People do seem to, you know, I mean, I'm making myself useful, you know, to friends and others who, you know, they seem to call on me for advice and you know, often
mm-hmm.
I'll give guidance even when it's not necessarily
right.
being solicited. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. I mean, when you're prompted, you got to do what you got to do, right?
That's right, yeah.
And I'm just saying that's what you need to do with the situation. I mean, that's the biggest thing I keep picking up with these counselor card. Now, what I would do is, you know, the idea of connect with Archangel Raphael is good, but I would also sit here and talk with this angel too as well and basically confer and see which direction we should go into, because I feel like it's one of those things that is fine-tuning in this situation too of actually asking for what you want.
Right.
Which is I want the opportunity to actually do those things and then just be open to it because it is timing. For these things to fall into place, and then when everything happens to turn in your direction. So, you know.
Well, I've been trying to hang on as long as I can to to get that kind of work, you know, and you know, I've been lucky enough to be fairly wise with my money, and but it's starting to drain out on me, you know, after 2 years, and you know, I never did the unemployment thing or anything, so I've had zero income for 2 years. But so you think it's an okay decision still to try to hold out for a job that will sustain me in what I like to do, rather than, you know, just
jumping at anything.
Yeah,
because every time you put yourself in a situation of just paying a bill, that bill is the most important thing in your life, which actually, the other way around, is you are.
Right.
And when you sit there and focus on those kind of things, it just, the idea of what you're here to do is a service. So it's just the idea of waiting until the opportunity falls into place, and I really don't feel like it's that long. It's like a two-month thing. That's what I keep getting. So
cool.
It's just one of those things, but also asking for what you want. Now, when I sit there and say, ask for what you want, I'm talking about details. I mean, there's so many cases, and the documented cases I've actually read and been a part of, where it was just the idea of stepping back, looking at the situation, and just fine-tuning it, okay? You never ask for what floor you want to work on, if it was in a hospital, you know, or what kind of people you want to work with. And even to the point where maybe you didn't distinguish what kind of neighborhood you want to live in, if you got transferred to a certain place. I mean, these things are very important. So the more detailed you are with the manifestation, the more it comes into, you know, it's like you, the more you focus on it, the more detail you get with it, the more you feel it. And that's the whole thing. And the more you feel it, the next thing you're going to be living it. And that's what I'm saying with the situation here.
And I think going through an exercise like that helps you clarify for yourself all of those issues as well, then. Probably
exactly.
Just the very fact that you're sitting down and searching for those very specific details helps you to zone your energy in and bring that to you.
And if you're having trouble finding a job, it might be what they're pointing you in the direction of is more or less something you create yourself, as in self-employment. So you have to, you know, keep your mind open for the possibilities. Because what I used to tell people was, you sit there and you look at the situation. You focus on it. Close your eyes and visualize it. Okay?
Right.
And then once you're done visualizing it, and you can feel the essence of the whole thing, the emotions and everything, then stop. And then look at, and then say this to yourself. This, or something better, is now manifesting for me and totally harmonious and what was the word? Something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying, harmonious ways for the highest good of everyone concerned. Okay?
Right.
And that's what. And so you look at the situation that whatever's going to manifest in that kind of sense, what you're saying is, this is what I want, but if there's something better for me, I'm also open to that too as well. And also, the situation, how it folds out, I am ready to accept my manifestation, which means, don't dictate how it's going to happen. Just let it happen. And then when those opportunities come to you, it's a whole lot easier to see them if you're not sitting there trying to make something happen. It's more the idea of clearing out. It's like taking glasses or binoculars, and you can't see clearly, so you just got to clean the lens off.
Right.
You do it the same thing with here.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense to me.
Mm-hmm. So you do it. That's what I'm saying. You should fine-tune it. Like I said, you got time, really you do, to take the time to put into this thing and say, okay, let's fine-tune the whole thing. And I always tell people, too, if you don't get it, and then you say, okay, I tried to manifest something, but it didn't happen. Okay, but look at the situation. Was there something prompting you to go in some certain direction, and your ego got in the way and said, no, this is what I want. This is what I want right here. Just this thing. So you didn't open it up to the possibilities of what it could be.
Right. I mean, for me, it would probably be the opposite. It would be more like, nah, they wouldn't hire me, or nah, I couldn't get that. You know what I mean? Like, it would probably
That's
be
what I'm saying,
like,
yes, because I've been in I've lived in Maryland. I mean, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm just saying, in Maryland and places I've been, like, when I was in Colorado, what I did was, when I was younger, I used to tell people that I was a waiter and I was this, which I wasn't. So Colorado gave me the opportunity that I said, okay, I'm here, and I noticed that when I ask or I do things, they seem to happen. So this sit here and do this. I told people I was a waiter. This, go out and do it. I found this job that came up right at the same time that the job agency was looking for servers at the major hotels in town. And next thing I know, I was a waiter. I was a server making $7.50 an hour. And it seemed to fit the time where I got the experience of working with people and that kind of stuff. And then from just making those choices to follow through with those things, those small little things, then I was able to move to Colorado. I moved to Manitou Springs, where I ended up getting into a situation where I was working with somebody who had a shop, and then a month later I ended up being a part owner, and then from that point on I got a shop of my own. So you know, there's like there's a place to start. I'm not saying you should start at the bottom if you don't have to. You can start at the medium, but I'm just saying you have to start somewhere.
Yes.
So put that out there, and that's the big thing too, of asking the angels and saying, okay, where does it start? And of course it starts with you, but then go, okay, we got that point down. I'm focusing on myself. Is that working? Is there something I should be looking at? Is there something blocking me from getting what I want? Because there might be something that from your past that your parents said to you, or some kind of conditioning that you had that you don't realize is in your subconscious mind. So in the process of doing that, we do the work. Okay, we know who we are. We've got that self-awareness. Now take it one step further and go into your subconscious. Go within deeply within inside yourself and say, okay, is there something blocking me? And if you have if you still are kind of like, I don't know, then this is, you should be working with your angels through the whole process anyway. Because the answers that you're looking for are in with you.
Right.
So I'm just saying, do that work as we're sitting here looking at things, because you know for a fact that when you start writing these things out, that's when you start realizing things about yourself.
True.
Oh.
Very true. Yeah.
I'm sorry. My neck is really tense.
That's okay. So. I feel your pain because I have a really bad neck problem myself, and I've been holding the phone between my ear and my shoulder, and that tends to kill my neck off. So.
Okay, that's what it is then, because I noticed it got worse when talking to you, and I'm not saying,
yeah.
You know.
Usually people feel better when they talk to me, I'm sorry.
That's my guidance system. That's just my guidance system kicking in, going, there's something you can really heal yourself. So,
yeah, I got a disc blown out in my neck, mm-hmm. along with a head injury and things like that in a rear end collision. So I'm just used to it. You know what I mean?
Well, I know what you mean, but I'm just saying, find you a nice, perfect pattern of a person who doesn't have that neck kind of problem,
yeah.
And use it. Because I was telling a friend of mine, I said, this is what I was considering studying healing. It's like, I'm not really healing them. We're working together. They're like tapping into me like, a computer has a damaged programming, so it plugs into one it doesn't, to use that to correct its own programming. That's what
right.
You're doing. So when you find someone to work with that understands that, or another healer, then you would get that going on. You could use that pattern to heal yourself, because people think it's kind of crazy that, oh, this is something that happened in art. That's your thinking. That's what you've been told. Then you see it. I tell people, take it one step further. Go to the Psychopedia. Find the one on anatomy and take that sucker and look at it, because most of the psychopedia books I've seen, they usually have it in layers, pages of plastic pages of the body. And you take those, what you can use is that as a visualization of taking those layers off, of getting to those points and saying, that's what my body is supposed to look like. So therefore, you focus on that visual and you can manifest that perfect body because it's sitting right there in front of you.
Right.
Use that visualization.
So I've recently tried to do, you know, I mean, I totally embrace the idea that, you know, everybody has people in their life who's like, oh, every time I talk to that guy, I get a headache. And then why are they surprised that they get a headache? Is because they manifest that on their own because of their own programming, right? And then I guess I've limited my thinking on the, you know, when for example, there's, you know, and my best analogy is, you know, let's take somebody who's, you know, paralyzed, can't walk or something. You know what I mean? They can heal to a certain point, but they may never be able to walk, you know? And so I guess I've somewhat limited myself in that, you know, when I was 25, they said that my back had already degenerated to what was expected in a 65 or 70-year-old, and then since then I had lost a disc in my neck from that accident. And I guess I looked at it like, well, those are, you know, that's not like a soft tissue injury, right? Like that's a degeneration of the bone, and I can't build that back, right? And so I've never really, but recently, believe it or not, you know, I was, you know, sort of rethinking that. And I spent a few times, you know, saying, you know, just in, inwardly to myself, you know, and whoever in the spirit world might be listening, you know, let's heal mm-hmm. this body, let's build back that bone, and let's unnarrow those discs, and you know, mm-hmm. all of that kind mm-hmm. of thing, right? So
okay.
I guess
yeah.
that I've started to try to open myself up to that idea, but it seems mm-hmm. illogical, you know, and then our logical mind, you know, sort of steps in the way sometimes, I guess.
That's the whole thing, yeah. It's like what you're talking about, balancing things out. But there's a lot of people in the queue, so.
Okay, well, I would, that's great.
I'm just saying with you, it's like a lot of realizations that you got going on. Now just follow through with those things. Like I said before, just fine-tune your plan, what you want to do. For some reason, what I get is that's all you need to do, and you will attract exactly the kind of job that you're actually wanting to do. And don't worry about any kind of qualifications, because you're definitely qualified for doing it. So you're just looking for someone to give you the chance to do that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's open.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thanks very much for your time.
Oh, definitely. And please call us back and tell us, man, okay?
I'll be shouting it, you know. Everybody will hear.
There you go. Thank you.
But
Again,
have a great night and take good care.
You too. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was really great. So let's keep going here. I know there's a couple people who just popped back into the queue, I think. Let's go and see what we got going on here. All I think I want to say, guys, is yes, we are doing readings tonight, and it's area code 646-721-9031. Plus, I also want to tell everybody, we do have a show after this show. It starts at midnight. It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight, where we actually have all the mics open. And you're welcome to come to that, too, and bring if you want to bring a subject to the table you want to get some insights on, too, please do so. If you are in the queue and we get to that midnight point, just join us for the other show, and I'll definitely do the readings for you, because we do free angel readings then, too, okay? And we also talk about anything and everything. It's called the round table, so bring a subject to the table. We'll be happy to talk about it. If it's lawyers, if you psychics, we can talk about it. Alrighty, and that's at midnight tonight, right after this show. So if you want to give a call here now, the number here is 646-720-9031. And our midnight show, it's the same number, 646-721-9031. And we're talking about past lives and angel readings and those kind of things. And I do this privately too, and for private readings. The number 740-601-9331. So let's get on with our callers here. And, okay. Area code 215. As soon as it 215, you're on the show. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah, you were breaking up there a little bit. I didn't.
No, it's okay. I don't understand that, because I've tried everything, and this is actually brand new equipment. So, I mean, it's like we have these times where everything's going good, everything's going great, and then next you know, we get this static coming in. And somebody telling me before, it might be that when I start doing the show, I'm kind of like meteor. I'm like a medium energy level. But as I do this show, I pick up a lot of energy from everybody else, and I get really excited. So
is that what you do? You're a medium?
I'm a psychic. Psychic medium, spiritual advisor. I'm clairvoyant, clairaudient, and I talk to people. I should say they talk to me. I tell everybody I do not contact anybody. They always contact me. So.
Right.
I will listen.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
I have two children that have, I don't know, gravely disappointed me. One is a child who lives with me. She's not a child. She's 35. But
right.
She beats me. She's abusive. And I also have a son who's getting married. He's an architect in New York. And he just has more respect for his father's family because they have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Get a lot of checks, and I'm wondering if it's okay for me to just at this point just walk away from both of them. I mean, I'm getting to the point where I'm losing my heart. I think they're both very spoiled, very corrupt kids, and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds like a strange question, but I'm tired of getting beat up, so.
Right. Well, I guess we could also say it's a simple answer, but sometimes in these situations we don't like to walk away from our kids, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do to have respect for yourself, which no one else does. That's the reflection here I see, too. It's like, okay, I've got to, like, lost respect for myself, so everybody else is basically disrespecting me, and the only way you can get that back is to walk away and say, okay, that's enough. I am going to have respect for myself and walk away from the situation. No matter what anybody says, I feel like there will be people who will try to sit here and say that things will be different, but at this time, I don't see that happening.
You don't see what happening. You don't see me walking away, or you don't see them respecting me.
No, I see you walking away, but I feel like people are going to talk to you and sit there and say, well, you shouldn't do this. Okay? But with the situation with the children, I don't see them changing anytime soon. Because mm-hmm. It seems like there's people that are also condoning what they're doing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right. My daughter is... She's mentally ill and she's abusive, and she'll have people in her family that just support her. All they want to do is give her more money to get, you know, another place to live. They don't want to get her help or anything.
Yes, and she needs help. And that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, it's painful for me. It's very painful. I don't even know how to explain it physically and mentally and emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And my son is having a wedding in June, and he's just very spoiled. So I was just thinking, like, I don't even need to go to his wedding at this point. This is such a weird thing for me to think about. But
no,
I'm thinking.
What I would do in a situation like that was, like, shuffling the cards, saying, you have to honor your feelings, how you feel. Because I look at the cards, and it says, no one's listening to you. You seem like you're a person who has some great advice to give to people, but no one wants to listen to it. So therefore, you have to listen to your soul and your spirit. What should you do when it keeps telling you to walk away? Because you got to look at the situation of the people around the situation are not helping your daughter. So therefore, she's gonna be who she is.
Yeah.
So that's gonna change, and no one wants it to change. It's a whole lot easier to deal with this thing of just putting her into a different place. Then you have the point of your son. Who's basically really caught up in the whole thing of this is my life and you know, what should you do? And you look at both situations, they just kind of reflect to you that you need to do the same.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Alright. Well, yeah, okay. That sounds great.
It just seems to me like walking away is like an answered prayer. That is the answer. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll take that advice. God bless. Bye bye.
Thank you. You too. Have a good night.
Yep.
And call us back. Call us back when you move out of there and tell us how. Because I guarantee your life's gonna be a whole lot better when you get away from there. Okay. All right. So let's go on to our next caller. God, my head hurts. Let's see here. Hello, 310. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Robin.
Robin?
Yes.
Well, hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm doing actually really great.
Okay, so what are you calling?
Well, I was calling actually because I heard you for the first time on another show, and you guys were talking about winning the lottery and playing in Las Vegas and stuff like that. And I had a feeling for a long time that I was going to win the lottery, and I talked mm-hmm. to somebody who was close to me, and they said, like, oh, that's probably just ego, you know, like telling you things and stuff like that. But I really have been feeling strongly about it. So I wanted to know what you think about that.
Well, if you do, could you share?
Yeah, I heard that people aren't sharing with you. I consider myself to be more generous than that.
I always tell people sometimes we have to watch out because, you know, it's like they get into certain situations. And I was telling them, some people get caught up in the whole thing, not because they are stingy or they get greedy. It's just that being caught up in the whole situation, they kind of forget about certain people in certain situations because there's so much going on at the time. So to think about somebody you talk to for like maybe 15 or 20 minutes on a radio show, you sit there going, I know I'm forgetting something. I'm sort of going, yes, over here. You know, that kind of
probably
thing.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah, so I'm sitting there, so no, what I sat and got with you was the ideal yes. You need to listen to your intuition because it's not ego. And the situation is sitting there saying, well, it's just your ego because it wants to win the lottery. When you have that tugging at your stomach, that's far from your head, you know. So when I look at the situation, you are a natural counselor too as well.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
And I it says it,
yes, so focus and meditate on that. But also the situation of, you know, when people sit there and say certain things to you, you should also use the technique of meditation, too, to get clarification. Because it seems like your angels are talking to you all the time. I also want you to listen to the point of communicating with them to you would be your best friend. Because it's coming across very clearly, because there are some people around you that have a tendency to look out for their best interest, but not yours. And I'm getting that very clearly. So this guy, this person you're talking about says, it's just the ego, but that what was really going on is, he's right, it's just the ego talking, but it was his ego talking.
Okay.
So if you sit there and really focus on people, they tell you the truth, and they don't even know it. So
right.
We just need to pay attention to listen. It goes, like with my clear audience card, it talks about basically listening to yourself and the voices you hear, but also listen to people who are around you when there's certain things about them that when you're trying to do certain things, even in a negative way, you know, trying to make a decision here, and the most negative person walks up to you and gives you something, a positive in reinforcement or gives you positive advice, you listen to it because this is the most negative person on the planet. And the angels use that because you're going to take notice of that. But also on the same note, if you're sitting there and people say things like he said to you, it's the idea of also pointing out through this negative comment to really focus on what you're feeling and to really look at it. And then ask yourself the same question. Okay, is it ego? Is it my gut feeling? It tells me this. And then you follow through and say, okay, you know something? I feel like I should still do this. So therefore, I'm going to say, like I say to Ohio, if you can't win if you don't play. You know? So, and I feel, because when I first started talking to you, when you started talking about this whole thing, the thing it told me, it says yes. I kept getting yes over and over again. So it's one of those things, you got to do it.
All right. So that sounds really great. I heard when you were talking about the show later on, the forum, and I just wanted to know, can I call back and bring up a topic during that show?
Yes, you can.
All right. I have something I want to talk about.
Okay, cool. No problem. Bring it to the table.
Thank you so much. I really appreciated talking to you.
Oh, no problem. You have a good night, and we'll talk to you at midnight.
For sure. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. So we're sitting here going over the thing and talking about topics and stuff. And it's kind of crazy about the show, too, guys. You know, we sit here and talk about things, and things have a tendency to pop up, and we just kind of go with it, go with the swing, you know, and that's the way it is. Because, you know, a lot of times when we're talking about things, people are listening. So it's all happening for a reason. So let's do that, okay? So let's go on to our next callers. We still got an hour and 21 minutes, so if you guys want to call in and get some readings, the number here is 646-721-9031. Alrighty. And if you want to donate to the show, I have a Colorado Fund and Support My Show Fund. So if you want to donate if you want to donate any kind of money to the foundation or the funding or this, how we put this, if you want to donate some money to the show, please do so. We appreciate every dollar that's sent into the show, and it just keeps us going on so we can have this kind of format so we can keep the midnight show going, that kind of thing, too. So we appreciate it. And thank you for all the people who have actually donated to the show. I really appreciate that. So let's go into our next caller. And we got a lot of 111s in the queue, so therefore do that whole thing. And plus, I'm sorry, but we're getting caught up in the whole thing here. And we have a person she asked for an angel card for her finances. And I'm going to do that. And do that real quickly. And shuffle a card for her and give her her little thing. If I only knew what her first name was. Penelope Bloom. I'm going to... Hey, what's up? Hello? Hey, how are you doing? I was going to shuffle a card for this lady here, and this switchboard is so sensitive, man. I just kind of grazed the arrow over top of this thing, and it came on. I was in the chat room. I didn't realize we clicked on you.
Can you listen to me?
Yes, I clicked on you by accident. But,
no, but
well, I'm just no. You're the next one in line.
Oh.
I was just gonna do a shuffle card for somebody in the chat room, and I was like, okay, I was in the chat when you started saying hello. I'm like, okay, that was kind of weird. And like I said, we're going to be doing readings here for the next hour, actually an hour and 19 minutes. So just let me shuffle this deck for her and give her that card, and I'll be right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Okay. She said, okay, we won't worry about your name, but I want to sit here and know that I am directing this to you, so it's like a card. We'll put it out there for you, okay? And thanks for everybody in the chat room. Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome. It's been a great, 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 great night. We've had some really good topics, and thanks for all the people being here. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to shuffle these cards real quick. And we're going to pull a card out for you. Actually, I'm going to pull a couple out for you. Alrighty? Oh, God, my neck is killing me. I'm switching to stop. Okay. I'm going to shuffle a couple more times. I feel like I should just do it one more time. And then we're going to sit here and go over the whole thing. And then we're going to cut the deck. What we're going to do is we're going to pull up, cut it in half, look at the whole thing and say, the two cards for you talks about we have a thing here where it's like the two cards is leadership and counselor. Okay, now when you look at the two cards and put them together, it's focusing on the situation of counseling in a sense of a word, but also counseling yourself. It's like listening to yourself right now. You know, the idea of finances and that kind of stuff, of following through. Listening to your intuition. Like, for example, I had a situation where I was sitting there going over some things, and I went to use my checking account, and something told me not to do something. Now, it was only a transaction for $5. But what happened was the bank came back and charged me a $25 annual fee at the same time, which if I would have listened to my guidance and not spent the $5, my account wouldn't have gone in the deficit. So it's the idea of focusing and paying attention and following through, not just the idea of changing certain things, but also when you feel like you need to follow through with something, you need to come to the conclusion and say, yes, I need to do that. Alrighty? Those are your two cards. It's Archangel Gabriel, the leadership card, and Archangel Azrael, has the counselor card. Now put those two together. You know, educate yourself. Educate yourself really strongly, okay? When it comes to the situation of your finances. Don't just sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, this is how I usually do things. Well, usually what you're doing is it's not working in the sense of the word. And you feel that change, so go with that, okay? Alrighty? So let's go on to the next situation. Yeah, I'm sitting here going over some things in my head and kind of fumbling over my words. Sorry about that. So let's take a look here. Take a look at real essentially. Okay. Okay. Good to go. Anybody else has any more questions in the chat room? I am me, so I can actually see the question itself. Because I'm here by myself working the whole thing myself. So let's do that. And then we'll go back and forth here and get the whole thing going on. Okay, cool. Alrighty, Okay. Let's go back to the switchboard. Let's click on some. And let's get it going here. Okay, hello, 562. You're on the air.
Hi, I wanted to know, I've been living in my parents' house for a while now, and I want to leave, but it's financial issues. And I wanted to know, do you see me leaving anytime soon or not soon?
No, I consider it to, this is what I see with the situation, that you will be leaving soon, but you can also determine how fast that's going to be because, like, focusing on, like I said before with the last call, it was like fine-tuning what you're trying to do right now. You know, because in some ways the world, you're putting the energy out there, I want something, but the universe is, like, trying to grasp onto something. What is that? And what I mean by that is, it's like when I was planning on, I was in Colorado, I was looking for a place to live, and I just let myself basically be guided where I needed to go, and I ended up with this nice big old, it used to be a huge house that was turned into apartments. And I walked up in there, and I had to go inside the place and just check it all out and that kind of thing. And then I liked it, loved it. A year later, I got the opportunity to walk in there. And I'm not saying with your situation of the year. Mine played out like that because there was a whole lot more to it. It wasn't just the idea of getting an apartment. It was like aligning my universe up so I could actually get my first shop. So there was more to it than just moving out, okay? So with your I'm just saying the ideal is to get into a place or go to a place that you really want to, so you can have that image in your head, so you can use that with your imagination to really get it going, to really get that manifestation.
So it's like, is it like that talking like a book, The Secret, whatever everyone talks about, like you have to visualize it?
Well, see, it's not you got to visualize, but you also have to realize, which is, I mean, feel it, the emotions that go along with it. So it's like visualize it and then say, if this happened today, how would I feel? And then try to resonate with that feeling, okay? But one thing you don't do is you don't attach yourself to it. You focus on it about 10 or 15 minutes in the morning and let it go. And being grateful. See, the one thing, reason I suggest people being grateful for everything in their life every day. It's because when you focus on gratitude, it doesn't give you time to think about the manifestation. So you take your mind off of it. So therefore, the universe can get a hold of it and actually manifest it for you quicker.
I see. Got it.
And you seem like you're a very strong counselor when you help other people with their romances and their relationships.
I don't know. I didn't think of it.
Well, sometimes you should. It's just one of those things that came up. I got counselor and romance.
Do you see anything for romance for me coming up? Well,
when you get the thing too, of sitting there asking yourself the exact same question: do you give advice to other people, and do you take that advice as well?
I do. Yeah.
So just like reflecting to you right now that you need to listen to yourself. And that's the best thing.
Okay.
I'm really good at giving people advice about their situation, or someone walks up and says, what do you think I should do? And you just kind of rattle off the top of your head. So it's saying,
okay,
once you rattle off the top of your head about yourself, okay, and it's like I told the last lady, it was like, okay, you're in a situation of finances and that kind of stuff. So educate yourself. The counseling card could also say the thing, counsel yourself on finances, because you're looking for other input. So let yourself go there.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
My answers are going to change, too, so don't worry about it.
Okay, I hope so. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
Goodbye. Let's see here, guys. Let's go to, hello, how you doing? You're back on the air again.
Hello?
Yes, it's you, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Daniel.
Gosh. So, Daniel, what's up? What do you have for me tonight?
This is an awkward question here.
Okay.
Next month is going to be my 7-year, actually not 7, excuse me, 9-year anniversary. Okay, I married this Samoan girl. I'm original from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Okay, but I live in Washington. I'm here in Washington instead. I met my wife here in Seattle. So we have issue. I did her green card because she's from Western Samoa. So I did her green card and all that. you know, residential car. So we were living okay, you know, 5 years, we were living okay. And then all of a sudden, her brother showed up here. You know, we got a brother here and everything. So we've been having problem, me and my wife, since then. I don't know if this was an act or this a setup, but since I did her green card, so now her brother been living with us for like 3 years, and we've been having problems since then. I mean, like, my wife, you know, don't support me no more. You know, support me like a wife supposed to. She support him on everything, do the bills with him, do account, put the lease and everything. We have an apartment with him and everything. So we continuously arguing all the time. And there is time that I think that they had intercourse.
And who is this again?
This is my wife's supposedly brother. I do not know, because I don't know if it's a brother, friend, cousin. I do not know, but she claims a brother.
Right. No, the reason I asked the question, because as you were saying that, the thing that came to me was that's not her brother.
Hmm.
And the daddy, you were sitting there talking about being set up and that kind of thing with the situation of just getting your green card, and now it's like you're taking, it's like you're on the outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to push you further and further away.
Right. I mean, we've been having problems with the law, you know, because he tried to, you know, try to, you know, he's like 6-something, you know, 300 pounds, and he tried to use his body to intimidate me and, you know, do crazy stuff. So, you know, I called the law on him. He went to jail, you know, this and that, and he got out. So, but I always talk to my wife. This is, you know, I am not Samoan. I'm Puerto Rican Indian. You know, I'm your husband. You know, we do these things together. Since this guy came, you know, our family just went crazy. And she knows that. But she always tell me, I do not care. You know, my family come first before you. I said, well, you should know in the Bible, you grew up, you know, Seventh-day Adventist, that when you meet your husband, you leave your family to create your own family and you become one. Is that right?
That's right.
And she knows that very well. But she said, I don't care. She keep on saying, I don't care. My family come before you. So I do not know what to, like I said, April next year is going to be our 9 years. And she, you know, and I left one time because, you know, I was tired of the whole thing. So I left for like 1 month. Her and her brother stayed in the apartment, you know, and she was very different. You know, it's like she's been going to me and him, and then I decided to come back, you know, and I tell her, I'm coming back, but this guy need to leave out of here. I want him out of here. Oh,
right.
He's my brother. He's my brother. Where is he going to live? You know, he just came from somewhere. I do not care. I don't care if we live outside. That's not my problem. You're my wife. So then she go, well, if he leave, I leave too. No, what, so now I'm confused. Is he your husband? Oh, I don't understand what to do. I am so tired. I mean, I don't know what to do, man.
Well, the thing I got here was the idea of focusing on the two cards. One was the Archangel Azrael, which is basically the Angel of Ascension, and I keep getting the situation of ending. The situation of her and the situation of using family to keep him there.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before, I don't feel like he is family. I feel like he's a boyfriend. You know, it's like he's something that she's been with this person for a long time. I feel like he is associated with the family, but not in the sense of being a brother. And the cards keep saying that you've left once before, and they're saying that in the situation, it's like you can either put it back out there again and say he needs to go, and then if she leaves, she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows you that her loyalty is not with you, it's with him, and that's kind of if it was a brother, it's really a sick situation, but I don't see that.
Yeah.
I see it as, I don't see, because you don't know. There's nothing about the two that really resembles being brother and sister.
Now, according to her, you know, it's not her real brother. I guess her mom married another man, and got him. So it's like, you know, different mom, real mom, different dad. But they go that, you know, there's Samoan are very tight. And I go, yeah, but not too tight when you have to. I get to her. I tell my wife, I believe you guys sleep together. You guys acting like I don't know. You. I mean, I call her names and everything. She makes me so angry. I mean, she called the police a couple times. She denied to others that we're not married. Mm-hmm. You know, when I, because she work at a store, and I go over there. Oh, it's okay. I stand around, you know, waiting for her when I get up from work. And I, it's okay. I'm speaking to my wife. And she got mad at me for saying that. She goes, oh, don't tell people that we're married. What?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
So something tell me that she probably got...
I'm sorry. It's kind of like, I understand it's a situation, but that's not her brother. That's, you know, the idea is, because I think, in the sense of the word, I think if it is what she says it is, it's the opposite. That's what I keep feeling with it. It's the opposite that they don't have the same mother. They don't, and there's, it's like, how do you put this? It would be classified more like a stepbrother,
right?
But
stepbrother,
but
right.
Not, but the mother and the father are not together anymore. So
no,
they're not legally anything. And I'm just saying with the situation. I got two cards here called the Counselor again, the Archangel Azrael, talking about endings, but it's also talking about new beginnings. So it keeps talking about you need to focus and go. And really walk away. Like I said before, I mean, you can sit there and say, okay, he's got to go. And then when she leaves, you can do it that way. Because it puts you in a situation where you have your own home. But I'm just saying, something has to, it's like your gut keeps telling you to leave. It's like you know
my
these
gut
things.
When I get upset, but my heart's telling me, because I got a good heart, man. I mean,
I'm not saying
I
you don't love her. But you, see, yeah. One thing I like to explain to people when it comes to situations like this, love is okay. Okay, you love her. But see, the point
well,
we
married
is,
9 years, yeah.
That's true, too. But you can't look at it as a job. You can't say, well, I put 9 years into this whole thing. You have to look at the situation for what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she doesn't respect you one way or the other about anything. She has her head bent on this situation. Now, before this guy came into the picture, you know, he had the little things going on, too. But there were still questions about a lot of things going on, too. When he came into the picture, it's just clarifying everything for you. Yeah, because I feel very strongly that she is having intercourse, as you put it, with this guy, and they have a relationship going on behind your back. So the angel cards are telling me, no matter how hard it is and how much you love her, you have to look at the situation and love yourself and respect yourself that this is something that's hurting you. That because there's certain things that you do know is going on and you're hoping it stops, that you can get your wife back. But the cards are saying realistically, what you're looking for is you have to go find that in somebody else, which is in you.
Oh, okay.
You have to find it within yourself. And in the process of going out there and doing that, then you can actually, in the process of, but you got to leave this because I feel like this is a situation of someone stealing someone's time or telling you something that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
That she, you know, how she feels about you and that kind of stuff. Well, it was just it was a setup of getting what she wanted to get this guy there, okay? And help her out. So now it's like it's done. Now you have to think about yourself and what's good for you. And your angels are definitely with you. They're guiding you and saying, you have Archangel Michael with you, Raphael, I'm helping you to cut loose of the situation and heal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Archangel Azrael, which is the angel of ascension, which means ascend to go forward. Because we're talking about new beginnings. New beginnings for you. Those new beginnings can happen with her. I see you with somebody else, and it could be as soon as June. But it's one of those things that when you're really willing to let go of this whole thing completely, then you'll see things happen for you.
Okay, because
I know it's a hard thing to do. It's just like realizing I love her, but I love
I do,
myself more.
We're married, you know?
I'm just saying you love yourself. You have to love yourself more because this situation is. Because when I wouldn't question how you feel. Okay, I would question how she feels because of what she brings out of you. It's almost like you realizing that you need to really learn how to love yourself even more because she points out things for you. It's like a reflection of what you don't like it. So fix it. It's like looking at the situation and realizing that you're a great guy, but you don't have to settle for this.
Yeah, I think all this is a green card. Now it takes one more year to get her citizenship.
you know, and I think that's all she's claiming too, you know, and with this guy. But the thing is, this is weird because this guy have his girlfriend in Michigan. He's living with us, and he have his own girlfriend in Michigan. But it's like he knows how to play both of them. And really, I don't even blame him. He's only, my wife is 29 years old, so he just turned 21. You know what I'm saying? And I don't blame, I said to myself and I pray about it, I do not blame him at all. I blame her, everything.
Okay. Well, you should.
What do you think?
I'm just saying with the situation, you're right. I mean, she has this person in her life. She's lying to you. She's doing what she's doing. She's having, you know, she's doing things behind your back. Of course, she's the blame.
Right.
That's good. Because when I do relationship counseling with people and they're talking about, well, this guy left me for this woman. That woman's the scum of the earth. I'm like, she's not the problem. He is. And that's what you're seeing here. So since you see that, don't you understand what I'm saying, that you need to move on?
Right.
So that's hard. That's the biggest thing. That's the bottom line, that you need to move on. Oh, I know it's hard, but see, it's not impossible. Because I know how it is. It's like certain situations. But once you get yourself away from this thing and working in a different direction, are you going to miss the girl? Of course you are. But it's one of those things of realizing you made the best choice of getting away from the situation. Because maybe he is playing both of them. He's not a good guy either. But
right,
it also,
that's true, too.
It just reflects who she really is, too, as well.
Thinking, would I be a bad guy if I go to the immigration? I was thinking about it. This is what's going on. She only married me. Fraudulent marriage. Blah, 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 all this. Would that be bad of me to do that? Because that's what I feel like doing. You know, get a green card out.
The one thing I pick up with this situation, if you're doing it because you feel like that she has done something fraudulent, to set that right, I would do it. If you're doing it for a revengeful thing, I wouldn't do that because it's going to come back with you as in bad karma. And you don't want that right now. You don't.
Right.
Because I think you have a lot of things that come back instantly when you do things to other people, and you know that. So you learn very quickly. So don't do that unless you're doing it because you want to set the record straight and send her back where she belongs, but not in a revengeful way. Just because you're right, she's doing something illegal and she needs to be brought out. But really, I suggest that you just walk away. Let her deal with it because she's going to get the whole thing's going to blow up in her face anyway.
Right.
And you don't want to be a part of that. So it's best. I'm serious. It's time to leave. You should have. Last time it was like you should have just stayed away. And it's like
I know.
And you realize.
And I think she's trying to be jealous because she's trying to get pregnant. 7-8 years. Well, she didn't get pregnant, and now she's having intercourse with this guy and thinking, acting weird, like trying to throw up and showing him her stomach, even though when he's talking to his girlfriend, and I'm right there, sitting down. And she's acting so weird and trying to interrupt and talking to, I don't know, I'm like, what's wrong with you? I'm right here, I'm your husband. I mean, what's up?
I know. So what I'm just saying, have respect for yourself now and leave, because he doesn't have any respect for you.
Right.
And that's not good. So that's what I'm saying. The bottom line on the situation is you need to leave and go on.
So do the marriage and all that?
Yeah, just go. All right?
That's the hard part, bro. Well, I guess you're a man if you leave. That's what they say. You're a real man if you leave.
Well, you know, it's the idea of people who are disrespecting you. And the reason they're doing that is because you're not respecting yourself. I'm doing what you know you need to do. So this, we have to correct that. And you're right. But a man knows what he wants to do. So do it.
Okay.
All righty?
Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Well, you too. Thank you. You have a good night. Thank you for calling. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. That would be area code 410. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
I know your pain as far as your neck. I had an accident, and then now and then it acts up, and it's not pleasant, so I hope you're off
sudden.
Better
soon. Yeah, this. I don't know what it is. It's a sudden hit the freaking wall and everything stopped for a minute. I never thought about the whole part, but one thing I do have a bad habit of doing is expelling. Because right now, like I said, I work for three companies. I have private clients, and I do this show, and now I'm putting in this other stuff. And I'm sort of going, I need to sit there, and I'm telling everybody else to take time for themselves, and I should take my own advice.
Yes, is it at the base of your neck? It might be like this tension.
Tension. It's just something that's been building up all freaking day because of certain... Everybody has a tendency to put their own little spells into the whole thing. And so I'm trying to put them to the side and say, okay, guys, you give your advice and that kind of stuff, but some of the energy is coming across from them too. You've got to kind of like repel it. But sometimes, I don't know, sometimes you don't... Well, I think you do have the luxury of time. It's just taking the time to do so. What's your first name?
My name is Anna.
Anna?
And, yes. And there's just been... I'm sorry?
I was just going to ask if you called before.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know, like lately with my job, I don't know if there's any need for me to be concerned or if it's just me being a worrier, but we've had some instances, just angry people coming in, and when they don't get their way, they just call my corporate office, and it just looks bad, you know, that I'm not doing my job, or, you know, and so I don't know why it's been bothering me lately. Haven't been getting a lot of support from my higher-ups, just not a lot of communication. And so I'm just wondering, is there any need for me to be concerned, or am I just worried?
It was just kind of funny how you put that. I didn't mean to cut you off, but just the way you put that, I've not been getting a lot of support from my higher-ups and the lack of communication. And the thing that came to me very closely was the angels talking to me and saying, she hasn't been listening to us. So, yes, there is a breakdown of communication on the people up above me because we're trying to help you out and say that there's nobody above you that could help you out because we're right here with you, beside you. So it was like the whole thing of listening to your guidance and saying, okay, what can I do in this situation? Well, in the sense of asking the questions, you seem like you think that you feel like it's a hopeless situation. And they're saying, as long as you keep thinking it's a hopeless situation, then it is. So it's like focusing and saying, okay, what happened if today nobody called and complained about nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a possibility? Yes, it is.
Yeah. I mean, we have really good days, and I don't doubt my work. I work very hard, and I do a lot of great things. It's just because my manager has been so busy and hasn't really communicated with me. I mean, obviously, the only time we talk is when someone complains.
Right.
So I'm just, like, paranoid. I don't know if I'm just worrying too much or if they think I'm doing a good job. I just don't hear a lot of, you know, feedback from my manager, so... Unless something's wrong.
Of course. I'm just saying with the situation, you know, sometimes when you worry about things, you're picking up things from everybody else.
Mm.
I would actually say that, you know, in that kind of environment of being empathic in any kind of level, you need to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying you've got that image in your mind that the only time they ever contact us or talk about it is when they have a complaint or a disagreement or something, a disgruntled whoever. I'm just saying, honestly, if you sit here and start focusing on every day when you walk in there, that they're going to come up to you and say things and talk to you and compliment you and say, hey, you're doing really good and that kind of stuff, it will happen. It's just that you have to start somewhere and start doing that. Because I did the same thing. I was sitting one day, I was sitting there going, my mom could just come to me one time and just say, you know, something nice when she was saying so many things negative all the time. Never approved of anything I did in the situation with the work I'm doing now. And one day I came downstairs and sat in the living room, and she was watching I think she was watching CSI or something, and I was just sitting there kind of glancing at it, and she said, you know something? I never realized this, but you really do give some really good advice. And I about fell off the chair because it did happen, but I've been focusing on those getting respect and compliments from my family like that, and it, you know, it might have took 2 weeks, but it was well worth it. And then it was kind of continuous.
And you're right, it is my perspective. I mean, someone that knows my manager said, if you don't hear from him, that means you're doing a good job.
Yeah,
but
yeah, no news is better than any news, but better than bad news,
so,
right?
I guess I don't know. I mean, do you feel I should be worried about my job security at all? Or, I mean, what, I'd be okay for... I don't.
Oh my God! What did I just do? Just shuffled my freaking cards the wrong way. That doesn't mean anything bad. It just means I have no idea what I just did.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, no. I'm just trying to figure what I did wrong. Or did I do anything wrong? No, I didn't do anything wrong. What happened was I didn't turn them around like I usually do. Okay. That's what we did. So this shuffle again. We want to make sure we do this right, okay? Because I was looking at the cards. And what we're going to do is we're going to shuffle those suckers and turn them around. Okay. What I got here is counseling and truth integrity. It's one of those things that, like I said before, counseling to me seems like you're natural at everything. So therefore, take the same kind of energy for yourself as well. And okay. get input to help you understand that. Clarification, like the one woman said, you know, no news is better than bad news. But let's take it one step further and say, okay, just imagine as people talking about you, but in a positive way. And say, well, I'm not hearing anything. But then ask yourself the same thing. If I'm doing a great job and they're talking about me in a good way, maybe they just don't need to tell me. Because now I can see myself. So truth integrity is the ideal, realizing that when you're focusing on your job and you're saying, okay, am I doing a good job? Don't worry about what they're saying. Go inwards, as in like being a counselor to yourself, and ask yourself, why do I feel that way? Am I not being as good as I say I am?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fine-tune your job. Look at the situation and go, okay, am I missing anything? Is there anything else I could do? Because you're basically asking yourself this question, and you're wanting validation from somebody else to say, okay, did I screw anything up? And you want someone to come to you and say, yes, you did. If you come to a conclusion after you've done analyzing yourself that you've done everything you can, then trust yourself.
Okay.
And just ask yourself, do I really need validation from somebody else? Because I'm a great person anyway. No, I don't. So, because seriously look at it, you're focusing so much on validation for somebody else that you've forgotten to validate yourself.
That's true.
You're awesome at what you do. Okay, so therefore, don't doubt it. You're looking for more. It's almost like you're looking for more. I feel like I could do more here. Maybe that's the question. Maybe it's the question in a reverse way. Do I really want to be here, or do I feel like I should be doing something? Or there's something more about my life that I should be doing. And let yourself go that direction. Because, I mean, the one thing I would say about the counseling card, it does say you're a natural counselor of helping other people.
Yes.
So there might be a hidden talent that you just really haven't. I say there is. That you really need to develop and look at that situation. That actually might put you in a situation where you feel like, because I always feel like, realistically, that we're all here to give service. And what our job is what is that service we're going to give?
True.
So, you know, yeah, sometimes they say like this, maybe it's not them. Maybe it's just a thing of saying, I don't really want to be here. And it's like, you almost need someone to give me an invitation, like fire me and send me down the road. But, and I tell my clients all the time, I got fired today. Okay. If that guy had an arrow in his head, putting you in the direction, then would you see why it happened? Instead of getting mad at the person who fired you, when it's something that probably was a blessing in disguise. Now, because we're thinking at that moment, oh my God, it's the last job on the planet. I'm never going to get a job. No, it's not. But we do have to jump in there. I've done it myself where you do a reading for a client and they walk out the door and you're like, it's the last one I'll see. And you know for a fact it's not, but those thoughts do go through our heads. We just have to sit there and regroup and be counselors to ourselves and say, do you really feel that way? Because I've had people call me up and say, am I ever going to meet somebody? And I go, no. And they go, what? I said, yeah, but think about the question you just asked me. And they thought about it and they go, that is a crazy question, isn't it? So realistically, I do want to be with somebody. So therefore, if you actually get that pull that you are being drawn to somebody, then they ask the question. It's almost like you want someone to say no, so I just say no. And then it kind of brings you back to reality and goes, oh, okay, I got it. What do you want?
I see.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying, yeah. And there's some truth in that where I maybe feel a little bored, you know, with the work, because I have to, you know, I just like learning new things, you know, and I feel like I'm not learning more from here,
what?
So.
Yeah, and I know for a fact when I started doing this kind of work, And when I was working, I remember working in my first shop. There was days that a lot of things wasn't going on with clients and stuff, but it gave me time to read my books. It gave me time to catch up on my part of the whole thing. And then those things, everything started working together where I have time to do what I want to do. I have time for myself. And what I didn't have time for myself is because I goofed up on my schedule, because we do our own schedule. It's good to realize that, you know, I chose this job, so therefore I chose to be put in this position. So therefore I can always choose not to be here too and be somewhere else. It's always choices. Yeah. It doesn't have to be financially either, because the reason I stress a lot of things about manifestations, because while I live in Colorado, a lot of things that fell in my lap before I had the money. And being in that shop and being a part of that whole situation, it happened before the money came along. And realistically, it was just an opportunity of being a part of something, and I never did contribute any money as investing in it. I invested my time and my skills and that kind of stuff, and we have to have faith in that. Those are valuable as much as money itself. It's more valuable than money, because that's what people are giving you money for in the first place.
Yeah.
Maybe I should listen to this too. But I'm just saying, you know, the situation is you need to look at those things and say, okay, what is happening here? And sometimes we do have a tendency to dwell on money too much, where it can actually cause blocks for us to see things for what they really are.
Well, really, it's just been a lot of angry customers lately. It's because of decisions that were made on a corporate level, but they're mad at us. And it's just been one after another, and it kind of gets overwhelming sometimes. And so, yeah, it's been a lot.
I'm just saying, you know, with the situation of asking yourself, do I really want to be here? You know, it's...
Yeah.
Simple thing is going on. I mean, I've seen a lot of people in relationships looking for a significant other when they're engaged to get married. When it was simply not really that soulmate they're looking for. It was just the idea. It wasn't the idea where they wanted to be at. It was where they didn't want to be at.
True.
And trusting that whole situation and saying, this is going to be a cool thing. If you're not happy, then, you know, like you look at people and people are calling up and they're angry. Ask yourself, do you hear those voices within yourself? Of anger.
Yeah.
You say, oh, I don't like this place anymore. It used to be cool. And there's things I've done lately that I'm not happy with that I normally would have done, but I had to do that because of my job. And when you start doing those kind of things, those are things that are talking to you. And people have a tendency to reflect those back to you as well. So if you're seeing angry people around you, it could be because you're angry with yourself. And so I'm just saying, when I picked up, when I first started talking to you, there was just something about I'm looking for something more.
Yeah, I think, you know, in the next couple of years, I want to see myself, you know, not where I am now. It's just, I don't, like I said, get a lot of that feedback from my managers. And like I said, so it's just been kind of, I've been in this gray area. But like you said, maybe I need to start with myself instead of waiting for them to validate me.
If you work for yourself, more than likely you would tell yourself every day how great you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't, you'd be the first person to say, okay, I screwed up on that. But it's a whole lot easier. I just feel like when you do those things yourself, you have a tendency to correct those things a whole lot quicker, too, if someone told you. Because usually when people tell us, we're not willing to look at it just then. So we have a tendency to get angry. We scuffle about the whole thing for a period of time. And then we finally get to the eureka moment. We'll say, you know something? That person's more righter than I like to admit. That's why you were angry.
Right, that makes sense.
So work with yourself, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and please call us back. I'm just saying, great, that's my goal, make you feel better, or help you feel better. It's just a realization on your part that there were some things that you knew. So you just need, I think it's more of confirmation than anything else. And and please give us a call and tell us how it goes, okay?
Okay, well, you feel better, too, and take some time out.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. All righty. Thank you. We have a couple people in the chat room. I mean, not chat room, sorry, in the cube. I'm not really sure if they want to ask some questions. We have an error code 917 and another 11111. So if you do want to ask some questions, push 1. So therefore, we can know that you want to ask a question. Maybe you want to voice an opinion about what's going on, that kind of thing. I would be glad to talk to you. And we're going to zip back in here real quickly to look at the chat room. and see what kind of information we got going on down there. But I just want everybody to keep their focus. And if you want to ask any questions, please feel free to do so. Either in the chat room, or if you want to call in, we still got about 40 minutes left in the show. I'll be glad to sit down with you. And be glad to sit down and have a kind of conversation with anybody right now. 40 minutes, and the number here is 646-721-9031. We also talk about a lot of things here on the show, too. Hemisync CDs, and I really highly recommend these CDs because I've actually used these CDs from time to time to get rid of migraines. If you really want to check this out, go to their website, which is www.hemisync.com. I've actually got 5 or 6 of these CDs, and they're great for meditation, great for focus. They really help you to have even more intense focus, too, as well. So also, we're going to also at midnight, I have my other show that's going to kick in. Where we have 2 hours of nothing of sitting down, and it's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight. So if you want to come in and check with that and bring a subject to the table, we talk about those kind of things. What we do is we usually have psychics and my friends in the queue, and the rest of you guys come in and when you're getting your readings and stuff, and you're more welcome to stick around and give your opinions, or if you have some insights or you're a little psychic yourself about the thing, then feel free to do so. And it's what we call it, the round table. We all can talk and converse and that kind of thing and do readings. So jump in there and do that. The show starts at midnight. It's for 2 hours, and the number for that, the call-in number for that is also 646-721-9031. I also do private readings too, guys. So if you want to take advantage of my private readings, if you've been to my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or call me at 740-601-9835. It's one of the things to go to my website, check out the old prices and that kind of stuff, and whatever you want to do. I always tell everybody, just give me a call. You never know. Make a deal. If there's something in there that you just quite don't have enough money for, but you'd still like to get a reading, give me a call anyway. And I'm pretty open-minded. I don't think I've ever said no to anybody, so check it out. And we also, if you want to donate to the show and help us keep it going, I'm actually trying to get to Colorado right now, where it's like fund. You know, I have a Colorado fund, and I want to go back to Colorado. So help me get home, help me support the show, and I just want to get back into Colorado. It's a great environment, a lot of potential doing some really good remotes of some haunted houses, and I really want to check that out. So if you want to help out, feel free to do so. We appreciate every dollar. And all the people who have actually donated to the show and everything that goes along with that whole thing, I'd like to thank all you guys out there who've done that. Thank you very much. And like I always say, give love where love is given. So let's go back to the lines and bring a couple callers on. Area code 915, welcome to the show. How are you?
It's me again. It's Rita.
Rita, how are you, Rita?
Yes, fine, thank you. I was telling everybody on the chat room that the cards scare me. And they wanted me to call in, so if I have nightmares.
Okay. Oh, that's right. We had that incident where I just basically repeated a lot of things to you that you'd already been thinking about. And
yeah, yesterday.
Kind of freaking out. Yeah, so you're
kind of,
so we were sitting, I was actually checking out the chat room myself.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple of people called Amajin Blue. Some of these names I'm not really good at pronouncing things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. But I was sitting there looking at some of these people going, this is crazy. There you are.
Can you tell I'm biting my nails?
Yeah, you need to stop doing that too.
I'm biting my nails because I'm like, okay, I will be calm.
Well, I always tell people about this story that I knew about at a lady went to the hospital to get her appendix taken out because her appendix burst.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it did was because it was full of nothing but fingernails, where she bit her fingernails all the time.
Wow.
So it's one of those things, a little insight was saying, do you want to do that?
No.
and ask yourself, why do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be easier to do? Would it be easier to do things of conversing with your partner, or you know, certain things like that? I mean, for example, I know for a fact that there's some people that work together as a couple. Like, okay, let's say the girl wants to quit smoking, so they came up with a nice way of quit smoking. So every time she wanted to smoke a cigarette, they have sex.
Oh my goodness.
So that worked out for a while until the husband got really tired. But
my parents tried to get me to stop biting my nails. They used to rub garlic on my hands, so I got so fond of garlic I would actually eat it whole.
Hey, you know something? It's one of those things. You got to do what you got to do, right?
I've never had a card reading, so it's kind of scary, and at the same time, I'm curious.
Okay, how about this? Counseling is one card, and clear your space. Clear your space is to get rid of clutter, certain things you're still hanging on to, and the counseling part is the idea you know that. It's like a self-counseling situation of things that I already realize these things, I know what's going on, and this is a clear your space, so I know I need to do that. So it's like that's a clarification for you to stop doing that.
Okay.
Realistically, to start doing that and clearing out the clutter. A lot of people would sit here and say, working with feng shui. You know, feng shui works good, but it doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
It does work. It will work for a period of time on the outside, and then people get to a point going, okay, I've rearranged my living room and my dining room, my bathroom, that kind of stuff. Now it's all feng shui, and it was working for a while, but now it's not. Well, some people forget to do the feng shui thing for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like a contradiction in their environment. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. That's why I downloaded the Chakra Tunes on my Android phone.
Mm-hmm. Chakra Tunes on your...
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's an Android website on the free market where I can download the Chakra Tunes, and it even gives you the type of humming meditation that you're supposed to say. What word is it? Like Ram or Hum or...
Really?
Uh-huh.
I got to check that out myself because I actually got those in a book. Lam is for the root chakra. Vam is for the sacred chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Ram is for your solar plex.
Mm-hmm.
Yam is for your heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Ham is for the throat chakra. Om is for your third eye chakra. And then we go, silence is for your crown chakra.
Mm-hmm. And it has a little tone that you can press the button, and it gives you a certain type of a tone that you listen to and you concentrate on that.
Really?
Yeah, when you were talking about it the other day, I was, let me look at my Android phone and see what it says.
Yeah, you need to send that link to me.
Okay.
Yeah, send it to me.
Who was your 400 person that signed up for your website?
The 400th? Man, I can't say that word. Why?
I don't know.
I mean, there's a connection there somewhere. I was like, okay, 400th person to sign up for my website?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good question. This last 2 weeks have been one of those things where it's like, okay... Reflections are reflecting back to me too of why things are. I guess when we sit there looking at things and go, okay, why are things so bad? And I start doing readings for people, and they're like telling people, well, you're focusing on your thinking. You need to rethink this and that kind of stuff. And they're going, I keep hearing that a lot. So it must be some kind of reflection back for me too as well. And 400. I just want to sit down and give. So thinking about doing what I did when I first started doing the show was giving away free readings, where we'd have, for the 10th caller, they would get a free 45-minute reading.
Wow.
And I haven't done that for a while. And I'm thinking about putting that back in there for Wednesdays and maybe one on Friday. Now, last time I did that, but I do a show every night. I was doing that every night. It started getting a little bit overwhelming because I was doing a lot of free readings. But I had no problem doing it. It was just trying to balance it all out. And when I start having problems balancing things out, then I have to fine-tune it again. or back off and do certain things. Mm-hmm. Like this time here, I came to the point where next week, because of I usually am at Premium Plus, so I had to go back down to Premium. I like the freedom of 3-hour shows, and also you can do more shows. And I just didn't work the schedule right. But then all of a sudden, I couldn't do a show Thursday because I've done too many shows this month. So they won't allow me to do any more shows, which means next week I didn't schedule any shows for that. Next week I was going to do it later. Now I can't work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. But we can sit here and look at it and go, oh, that's bad. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the way of the universe, and my angel's telling me that it's time for me to take a break. Mm-hmm. And since I won't take it myself, they took it for me.
Mm.
So, it's like looking at the situation and just taking it all in, information. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just information that I'm telling you about myself.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, it reflects you, too.
Well, Carrie thinks she loved her reading.
Carrie loved her reading.
Carrie, she said, I loved my reading, so I'm going to go by what she said. I'm
okay.
Going to love my reading.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a 7-card spread for you.
Okay.
I gave you the first 2 cards, which I thought was pretty insightful. But right now I'm sort of looking at the thing going, let's take a look at some stuff here, okay? Okay. It talks about focusing on your gifts from God. It also says your guardian angels are working with you and talking to you. It also says focus on your clairsentient
uh-huh.
abilities. This is the ideal, noticing, notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings.
Okay.
This is divine guidance, but it's also focusing on writing, too, with you.
It's focusing on writing?
Yeah, creative writing.
Wow. That is really, wow, that's creepy. Because I'm trying to publish my children's books.
Well, they're saying that you need to focus and fine-tune and really get the way you want to do it. And they're talking about some other things that you got going on where are you working on some kind of book that you want to write or something you want to do about relationships?
Well, oh, my God, yes.
Okay, so we got, because the cards are saying divine order. Everything is happening as it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see the underlying order. But then we have brilliant ideal. Yes,
okay.
Your ideal is divinely guided. Please take action.
That was the answer I needed.
Yes, and then it talks about relationship harmony. Now, when I got relationship harmony, it's got the Archangel Raguel. It's talking about we angels are helping you to open the hearts of everyone involved, which means, to me, that's why I got the message that said, you need to do this book thing.
Okay.
And then it's the ideal, because it's like a resonation out there going, help, I want to help everybody get the relationship they want. And even to the point of asking, I want to help people who are already in relationships to help them keep that relationship and focus on what's really important, which is the essence of love within these relationships. So,
wow, that really clarified everything that I had a question about.
There you go.
And in a matter of so many seconds, I got that message. Wow, that was absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now I'm not so scared anymore. Wow.
Well, I think it's what it's all about, isn't it? To help people get let go of those resistance and that fear so they can actually really realize one thing, that these ideals that they have are coming to them for a reason.
Yeah, it'll help keep me focused. So thank you so much. I'll let someone else call again.
Thank you for your time.
Bye-bye.
Oh, no problem. Call back anytime. I'd like to have you on the show, too, maybe with your books and stuff, and give us some insights on that.
Okay. All
okay.
Right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, I'm getting a headache. All right, here we go. Let's go into our next caller. Hello, 917. How are you tonight? What's your name?
Good. My name is Ashiel. I got a reading from you before.
Okay.
Privately, actually.
What was that?
I don't know if you remember. It was privately, but I don't know if you remember. But
I think I do. But trust
but
me,
anyway.
I mean, I've talked to a lot of people the last couple of days. So
I'm just curious. I want to know what's going on in my relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're a little distant right now toward each other, and I just want to see what's going on, what's coming, you know, what's going to happen.
Really? You know, there's a lot of things going on right now around you that seems pretty obvious in some ways. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry, say it again?
It seems like you have a lot of things going on in that relationship that are pretty obvious that you're not really willing to face.
Like what? I'm not sure.
I get questions about her.
Okay.
And it's kind of vague, but right now it's like I'm sitting here focusing on the thing, and it's like you're a lot of worry. So to me, worry is a negative emotion and subsists the word, so it has a tendency to block things. Okay? So I'm sort of looking at the situation, and I'm still shuffling your card, so just bear with me on that one, too. And say your name one more time.
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L, Ashiel.
Ashiel? Okay. See, the one thing I get that is, you know, it's like everything is happening as it needs, as it's supposed to right now. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. But I just got this thing about questions of serenity, where like you're wondering if it's going to continue. There's questions about prosperity. It's like you're studying a lot of things, but I also get that the things that you're focusing on, I get finances is the biggest thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like causing some ripples in your relationship. It's almost like the situation with your wife. Is she a wife?
No. Just me that I'm dating.
Okay, I keep getting back and forth on the whole thing where it's like you want, it's like in some sense of the word, she doesn't work with you. Like she's not supportive. Does that make sense to you?
She doesn't work with me, but she supports me? Is that what you said?
No, I feel like she doesn't. No, what I said was I don't feel like she does support you. Not like you want her to. It's like almost like she questions things.
Oh, maybe, but I question things as well. So,
mm-hmm.
I know we get along, you know, and I know that there's, you know, this is somebody good. Unless I'm wrong, you tell me. It seems like I'm dealing with somebody who has a good heart, but I'm not sure where it's going.
That's what I was saying before. You're questioning the serenity because it's like. I'm just saying there's sometimes when you're sitting talking to her that she doesn't support everything.
Okay.
You know? Or she just goes, okay, that's stupid. Or something on that level of saying things like it. It doesn't happen all the time, but it happens enough where it's like even every once in a while where you question her. That's why you're questioning her. You're kind of wondering about her integrity towards you. Yeah, is she a good-hearted person? Yes, she is, really. Because when I was looking at the cards, it talks about everything's fine. So that's what I'm saying. The first card that came out was, all is well. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. So there's certain things about her. Even if she is questioning things, it's her way of saying that she's questioning things too, just as much as you are. But if you start focusing and realizing that everything is happening the way it is to, and like it has to, then you can let go of that worry. And when you start letting go of the whole thing too, you'll start seeing a difference in her. Okay?
Yeah, well, actually, that's what I've been doing. I've started pretty much becoming a little distant and just focus on my life a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that she's starting to react. So, it's right now, I'm just focusing on me now, you know, what I want to do for me. Because I feel like I've given enough time, you know.
That's good, too, because you got to pull back from time to time, too, because you can only give what you have, and you keep giving it all away, and then you have nothing to give. So you definitely have to take time for yourself. Like I said before, just put you in a better position to help her and to be supportive of her, and she'll support you. But the other card I got, too, was victory. So it says,
victory.
It says your prayers have been heard, they've been answered. See, you're having faith and letting them fall into place. So since you said that you are doing these things that the card said, then they're more likely what's going on here is the angels are just affirming that and want you to continue.
Okay.
I really feel like that very strongly. I want you to continue because this is really good stuff to really focus. Because a lot of times that's one thing we're conditioned to go away from is the idea of focusing on ourselves and that kind of work. And you know, and you really have to be strong within yourself before you can be strong for somebody else.
Yes.
So we have this spiritual understanding that you understand that. That's your next card, spiritual understanding. of looking at the situation and go, okay, what is spiritual truth? Spiritual truth overrules human law. I don't care what anybody says. When you walk into a situation yet you know it's wrong, but there's a law that says it's okay, or it's not, you know, that kind of thing. Spiritual understanding means that there is a spiritual truth that you have to follow, which is what you feel in your, it would feel inside that you need to do, and you need to follow through with that whole thing. So the ideal, as you said, retreated back, and you're supposed to, you know, you give yourself the service that you give everybody else. And I always tell everybody too, you're here, and you're in a position to give service to the world. You live, so therefore you live. Therefore, purpose is to give service to yourself, since that's what you're here for, to give service to the world. You are the world too.
Because my only concern, you know, because I was thinking about it, and I just, regardless of what happened, I just didn't want to hurt her, because that was a little more of a concern, because I was kind of thinking about this thing, listen, a little more.
Uh-huh.
But I just somehow feel like there's a connection between us. I don't know why. I don't know. Just, it's, I feel weird about it.
A connection between who?
I'm sorry?
Oh, are you talking about your girl?
Yeah, I feel like we have a strong connection. Like, I'm trying to distance myself a little bit, like I've been doing lately. Mm-hmm. And but somehow, I'm always worried about hurting her. I'm like, okay, I'll just make sure, regardless of what happened, I want us to walk away from each other, respecting each other. You know what I mean?
No, I understand completely. But you, like I said before, the more you respect yourself, the more you respect back. So, you know, the idea of hurting her because you're pulling back and doing things for yourself that you need to do, I feel like the connection that there is a connection.
You are breaking up. I don't know why.
Oh, am I breaking up? Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what I said with the situation that you're in, you have to trust the connection between the two of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you pull back and you do what you need to do for yourself, that is a good thing. All right?
But do you see this thing working out? Because I'm not sure.
Yes, you do. Yes, I do. I definitely see this working out, okay?
Okay, that's what I felt, but I wasn't sure. That's why I wanted to call it.
That's good. No, it's definitely going to work out.
So okay. I should keep on doing what I'm doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely should.
Okay. Sounds good.
Right. Okay, same with the situation at hand. You got to really work on yourself, so therefore that's a good thing you're doing, because it's actually benefit. I always tell people, when you work on yourself and you do these kind of things, it benefits not just you, but it benefits everybody who's pushing. So you're definitely doing the right thing.
Believe it or not, I've been spending the last 2 years working on myself. You know,
okay.
before I even allowed anybody come into my life, I spent those 2 years just on my own, just focusing on working on myself, you know, just
mm-hmm.
going after what I'm looking for. And at the same time, you know, when you become a little more spiritual, you become a little more cautious. You want to make sure that you don't hurt people and that kind of thing. So that's why I was feeling like, okay, I'm going to give you my all now. I'm going to do everything to make these things work. And
right.
If it doesn't work, then I have to move on. So,
exactly.
And right now, I was just feeling like, let me just tell myself a little bit, because I feel like I've done enough. And if, you know, things, she doesn't respond, then I would just move away.
Right. But you're going to get some good results, so.
But at the same time, I felt like, deep inside of me, I felt like, even if I walk, I feel like there's a connection there between the two of us, like something's going to happen. I don't know. That's what I wanted to call you.
Oh, yeah. Follow that, because it's definitely there.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Well, I will let you know. Thank you very
much. Okay. So, thank you. You have a great night. Thank you very much. Bye-bye
sure.
now.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Alrighty? All right, let's go on to the next caller, 267. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fine. I may have called about this question before. I spoke to a great new charity online. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this meant to be?
You met this girl online, and you wonder if it's meant to be.
Yeah.
The thing I get is yes.
Yeah, but I've been trying to email her, but she's playing hard to get. Is she busy, or she doesn't know right now?
what I get is that she doesn't know, but I also get the impression she's busy too.
I mean, you.
I feel like she's busy, but she doesn't know what. But she doesn't know either.
It's cool. No, I'm not sweating it. I'm not sweating it all, but I'm also on Match.com.
Uh-huh.
And do you think that's a good thing for me? Do you think it should wait for her, or do you think Match.com is good for me?
I feel like you should wait for the girl.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm not rushing anything, just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know, you know what I mean?
I just don't feel good about the Match.com thing, too, as well.
Oh, you think me and the girl should just wait? Does she get ready, or do I get ready? Does she have to wait till she gets ready?
Hmm. The way it comes to me, it just seems like it's going to all fall together. Like you've been focusing on this thing, and you want it to happen a certain way. I'm just saying the idea of being impatient, it will happen that way.
Now, what do you see down the road for that in terms of relationship, school, my career, my music? What do you see with that?
I should definitely focus on the music.
Okay.
If you can implicate the, if you can do the both at the same time, I would do both. I definitely wouldn't give up on the music.
Okay, well, do you see me as an artist or a CEO or both? I mean, as far as in the music and the way it's going today, because it's a business to some extent, where do you see me going with that?
The idea of seeing you as a CEO or the music?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I see you as both?
I don't know. I was asking.
No, I see you as both. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you're going to be in this thing for a while, the idea of actually, I guess we would sit and look at the situation and go, music, CEO, is the idea of creating something as in a label or something? Because I get production company.
Okay. What degree do you see me majoring in?
Okay, I keep getting the third degree. That's what that means.
Oh, a master, you mean?
It says third degree.
Okay.
That's what it comes to me. It says third degree. I don't know what that means. I mean, that, I know what it means to me, but it doesn't mean something to you. How many degrees do you have?
I have one. I'm working on my first one. That's my associate.
Well, they're saying that you should go until you get to third. And it doesn't care. It doesn't matter how you do that and go about that. It's just. The thing I keep getting is I don't pick it up of what degree you should do. It's just the idea. It says follow your gut.
All right, well, if that's all you see, well, thank you anyway. I appreciate that, man.
Oh, no problem, man. Thank you for calling.
All right.
You have a good one. Let's go on to another call here. All right, we have Love. I guess that's Love 8. Chuck. Anyway, how you doing? You're on the air. Hello? It says Love. I think it's Ache. Shali. Hello? All right. So we're sitting here waiting for some callers to call in, which actually they should be popping in any minute now, seconds. So therefore, if anybody has a question in the chat room, I think we have some things going on here. Anything mixed here? X, should I hang up? Mr. X, should I hang up? No, come back. Listeners say, come on back. And let us answer anything you want to answer. Come on. We got 11 minutes. Still going on here, so let's do that. Okay. That I don't doubt. another cleansing. So if anybody has any questions in the chat room, let me see what we got going on here. You know something, guys, we should be talking about, stop talking about chocolate cake, because I'm trying to swear off the chocolate cake. So that's kind of tempting. So let's look at the situation. So yeah, see, and everybody got a reading and everything like that. You're welcome. Thank you. So, this, if I'm not mistaken, we still got, oh, here we go. We got a couple of people sitting in the room here. We got 9 minutes left. And I also recommend for everybody who's in the chat room right now, Amy is having a show, Cupid Psychic Aim is having a show. So, therefore, if you want to go there, that's great. We're having the round table tonight at midnight. And controversy and that kind of stuff, too, as well. So bring it to the table. Let's do that. So if you don't get on the show and that kind of thing, we're having a show at midnight for another 2 hours. So join us. Come on over. Let's have a great time. You have a topic, bring it to the table. Let's talk about it. That's the whole thing about the round table, is to bring these things out on the table to sit and get some answers. So therefore, join us. And we're also doing readings in between our debates. So again, join us and let's have some fun. Let's go on to our next caller. That is area code 253. Welcome to the show and welcome.
Hi, Donnie. This is Andrea from Seattle. How are you doing?
Andrea, how come you haven't called me? That's because my phone's been turned off. But hey, you can call me on Skype.
The phone's been turned off, huh?
Well, I'll see what
I've
you can.
I've had more weird stuff going on with my computer, my phone. It's like fritzing out. In fact, I had a show last night, a Friday night, and the whole thing went down. It just was.
You had a show?
Yeah, I'm doing a show.
On Block Talk Radio?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm having fun.
So why don't you tell everybody what the name of your show is so when you know they can all join you.
Well, it's Cosmic Tarot, the Cosmic Tarot Show, and it's really kind of a, pardon me?
Okay, since you're doing a show and you got the Cosmic Tarot, why don't you do a reading for me?
Well, call in. It's free.
Okay. So,
absolutely.
Cosmic
Tarot on Wednesdays and Friday nights at 7 Pacific Standard Time, Pacific
Wednesdays.
Daylight Time.
Wednesdays and Fridays at 7, huh?
Uh-huh.
P.M.? Is that
Come
P.M.?
Come on over.
Is that P.M.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And call in early because we get about 30 callers in the queue right away. So do it before the show starts and you'll have a really good chance.
Okay, cool. now, see, I work with my angels, so I know I have a great chance of getting on there anyway. But
yeah, that's true.
No, seriously.
Just,
I was
a really pushy angel.
I'm just saying, I was on Mike's show during Into the Light, and I'm sitting there, and he was talking about donations and stuff, and I'm like, I don't want to donate. And my angels go, well, don't, because you're on next. So I'm sitting there going, I'm on next. And all of a sudden, Mike goes, okay, you're on. And so, he said, Donald, and so-and-so, you're on next. I'm like, whoa, thank you, guys. So I was like, I guess I was on next, so. That was kind of different, but see, I have a show at midnight too. You should join us for that. But I've been trying to call you and get through and everything else, and
you're
just can't
kidding.
Do it.
Well, I know if it's midnight where you're calling from, then you mean it's 9 o'clock. That are you saying your show starts in about 6 minutes? Your
yes.
midnight show. Oh,
yeah,
well,
midnight show starts
maybe
in
I'll get a reading from that show.
Well, heck yeah, come on over.
Okay.
I mean, I tell people that people get this thing in their mind, like I'm actually walking over to another studio, but we're not.
Okay.
So, and I'm also suggesting to everybody in the queue, I'm going to try to get to everybody, but I'm going to have to really, I guess we can sit and drop in about 2 minutes late on the other show because it's my show. But
yeah, you can.
Yes.
But that's okay. I'll go. If you've got other people on the line, I'll call you back in your new show. Your next and new show.
Okay.
Because I'll ask you a question.
All righty.
A bit of reading. All righty. See you then.
All right. We'll see you then. Thank you. Bye-bye. see here. Okay. Whoa. Let's see here. All right. God, that was a ticky, ticky, ticky. There we go. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. I'm not plugged in yet to not get the echo, but...
Okay. I was just saying, you know, it was like the situation and everything. Because I tell you, we got like 5 minutes left in the show, but I do have a show at midnight. So if you want to pop over there and ask some questions and that kind of stuff, feel free to do so. Plus, we're also going to, you know, like I said, all the mics are open on that show, too, where everybody talks and gives them the thing. I always tell everybody when you come on, if you don't feel comfortable with that whole thing, we can mute you and you can just listen in. But we're definitely doing free readings, and we call it the round table because you can bring a subject to the table and we'll sit there and discuss it for the next 2 hours if we have to. So how are you doing tonight, Karen?
Very good.
So how can we help you?
I would like a general reading about, I have a business deal I'm working on, and
mm-hmm.
I'd like to know a little bit more about that.
All right. Well, the situation seems like a miracle in a sense of what's going on anyway, and we get patience. I really got a lot of patience with that one because I feel like things are going to be picking up, too. Because usually I get the patience. I'm sorry.
It's been a long haul.
Well, that's one of those things where we go through the long haul and then we get kind of crazy about the whole thing. Then when these things start falling into place very quickly, that's when we really need the patience, too, to deal with that part. And finally, things start to fall into place, and it can be a little overwhelming. That's the only thing I get the most with that whole situation. I also get a connection with children, too. Does that make sense to you about children? I see a connection with two children with you.
Yeah, I have two children.
Okay. And there's something about, is it just the idea of concern for everyone? It's concern for everyone concerned.
Okay.
There's a lot of worry. And I get this thing about the... Do you have two daughters?
No, a daughter and son.
Okay, is the daughter the oldest?
No, she's the younger one.
Okay, is she... It has to be... I'm trying to figure out what the situation is. She came up the strongest, but she comes up as the oldest because of her attitude and her immaturity.
Probably, yes.
And she also comes up, she could have been a twin. Now, you can sit here and confirm it or not, but the one thing I came up with is she could have been a twin. Because I see there's another soul with her. That's why I keep getting two girls. And it's one of those things where we've had this happen before. I actually got some information about that where women were telling their doctors they felt like they were carrying twins, and then when they'd have the child, they wouldn't have twins. But the doctors got curious. So then they started going through the afterbirth afterwards and started realizing that there was a fetus besides the one that developed, but for some reason developed, but they would have been a twin.
Hmm.
So it's like the soul has a lot to do with how the individual physically grows too as well. So when that's pulled back, then we have a problem with the other fetus doesn't develop because I don't know what it is. It's a change or it's just... Everything happens for a reason. So I just feel like it was really a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time, I don't think I think it was one of those things, almost like financially, it would have been really hard to deal with. So I definitely get that whole thing. But with this situation with your deal and that kind of stuff, like I said before, I feel like it's going to really fall into place. They're just talking about a lot of things going on around you, and it's almost like a focus more on you, where it says, remember who you are. And then balance.
Mm-hmm.
Remember balance. That's what I keep getting here. It's like the remembrance is the idea of how powerful you are to focus on the situation and bring it around the way you want it to.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of headaches with this situation too. Does that make mm-hmm. sense to you?
Well, I'm dealing with somebody who's going to keep me on my toes, let's put it that way.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it says remember who you are.
Yeah.
You're powerful, and you're also a child of God. So therefore, what you deserve this. That's what I keep getting. Does that make sense to you? Because it keeps coming up. I shuffle the cards. I shuffle them twice, and actually, I looked at the thing, and the two cards came back up again. So balance is very important right now.
And that's on my mind. Yeah, that's been on my mind, the balance part.
Yeah, balance and cleansings. Balance and cleansings. This is good for you. I want to tell everybody. Area code 303 and area code 626. I have a show at midnight, which starts about 20 seconds. If you want to come over there, I will definitely answer your questions and do your readings for you. Karen, if you want to join us too, you're more than welcome to do that.
Okay.
All right, because I'm going to hop over right now because I got to get that show going. But please join us over there, and I'll be glad to answer all your questions. And if you have a topic you want to bring to the table and talk about, please do so. We love having that kind of fun. Okay, guys?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. And I'll see you guys at the midnight show. You guys have a good one.